Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I'm going to reform our regulations so jobs stay in America and new businesses come to America to hire workers, even right here in Milwaukee. Every policy my opponent has sends jobs outside of the country and overseas.
So this was a good speech last night. We got a lot to talk about today, and wow. Anyway, so this was a good speech last night. It was a good speech. Let's start off with this. I thought that this was one of his best speeches. Let me take that back. I think this is the best speech he ever made because he was, off the cuff, Trump is fine in a primary. Totally fine. You do off the cuff Trump. Try to say that, by the way. Seriously, like try to say it 3 times fast. You can't do it. You can't do it. It sounds, and then you end up saying something dirty. I can hear you guys. Like, what's wrong? Stop with your dirty mouth. But this is, here's the thing. This was the best speech that he's ever given. Off the cuff Trump is great in a primary. You can do that in a primary. You can do it. It is fantastic. You can't do that in a general. Because you're not just speaking to the choir in a general. That's the thing. You're not just talking to the choir. You're not just preaching to the choir. You're talking to a lot of people who may not be familiar with you, and they may not be attracted to the red meat. They may not be attracted to that. And that's what you have to very carefully consider, because right now we are at the point in an election where everything has to be very carefully scripted. Everything has to be not so much as scripted as choreographed. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. And so I thought that speech last night was good. I don't know if that was a pivot. I had a story today. I don't even know if I'm going to get to it. But I had a story today where it was discussing how Trump said he wasn't going to pivot. He wasn't going to pivot, you know, something to that effect. And if he can stay on prompter like this, this isn't changing who you are. It's refining what you say. There's a huge difference. If he can stay on point like this, he'll do very well. If he can't, I don't know about that, because it's going to be a lot tougher. Because the people who are going to vote for him are already going to vote for him. The people who are unsure as to whether or not if they're going to vote for him, they don't like off-the-cuff Trump. They want to hear meat. They don't want to hear just platitudes. They want to hear meat. And you can't blame those people. These are the people that are first time hearing what they're saying. You got to understand, not everybody is like you and I. Not everybody has the time to go out there and do all of this and follow everything. It's purposefully complex so people miss it. I really, truly believe that. So these people aren't going to follow that. They're not going to follow all of that stuff. They just, there's some of these, they don't know anything. Some people, I was talking to somebody yesterday on Facebook. My gosh, they're a family member. They don't know anything about anything Trump stands for aside from a wall and The Apprentice. You realize that there are millions of people out there still like that. They recognize the name, but they have not yet assigned a value to it. Name recognition is one thing. Assigning value is another. And people have to realize that. Welcome to the program. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. We have a lot to get into. As I said, 3 hours of absolute fun. And the speech last night, I thought, okay, well, maybe. I had this article where it said he's going to pivot. There's a story about how he may now finally be airing the first television ads of the general election campaign. Thank you, Jesus. Like, come on. Help me help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm in Jerry Maguire, a movie I hated. I don't like chick flicks. Help me help you, except for anything by Jane Austen. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies was great. That's a chick flick. Shh. It is. And then, no, Marty, Jerry Maguire is not great. We'll have this conversation later. You just sulk. I just didn't like that movie. It's like, you had me at hello or whatever. It's like, geez, come on. Like, you know, raise the bar. Anyway. So I thought, oh my gosh, maybe that was a great speech. I'm like, I can't wait to see, even though he preempted his damn self. He preempted himself last night because everything, I don't know why the campaign was running late, but he preempted himself last night. All I know is Fox programming was freaking out because I was scheduled to go on Kelly File. I'm easy going. I'm like, yeah, we can do it later, whatever. But all I know is that all the other producers were freaking out because when you have a candidate that's running late and you're doing a town hall and you pre-taped it and you got to get it loaded and then you got to do the live programming around that, it is a cluster. So he preempted himself, which I don't know if that's good or bad. If that means he's got another night that he can be on the airwaves, we'll see. But what happened this morning was not good for the campaign. And look, I'm going to make 2 points here, and I'm going to expand on this throughout the program, but I'm going to make 2 points here. We may be at odds on a number of things. You might love disco. I think it's crap. Actually, what I really think of it, I can't say on air because I'll get sued and then all my programming directors will be mad. Just so you know, you may love disco. I think it's crap. You may think Power Man 5000 is a great band. I think it's Oogie Rock and it sucks. You may actually think Canadian bacon counts as bacon. You're wrong. But you know what? We're all right. There's certain things that we're not going to agree on. You see what I'm saying? But there's one thing that we will all agree on. There's one thing that we can all come to an agreement to. And that's Hillary Clinton would be horrible in the White House. Like, I'm not really scared of really anything. I don't get scared, and I sure as hell don't get intimidated. And I've been through some fights in my life. And I don't get intimidated. I get mad, and then I wait, and then, much like Peter Thiel, I'll get even. And it may take me decades, but you won't see me coming. But spiders do freak me out, I'll admit. Crickets jumping at my face, I can't deal with that. Like, that's, you know, you want to torture me? Put me in a room and have crickets jump at my face. I will lose my mind. Also, the idea of Hillary Clinton as president. I do find it unnerving. I find it worrisome. I do. Because we have certain things at stake here. I also think that we put ourselves in a position where now we have to freak out about the Supreme Court every election. Because if we were doing our due diligence as citizens, we wouldn't allow the Supreme Court to be the last gatekeeper, the arbiters of what is or what is not free, what is or is not constitutional. That would be our job at the ballot box. But we have since outsourced that job, so to speak. And so when I heard the news this morning that Paul Manafort was basically demoted. Kellyanne Conway seems like a very pleasant person. I don't have any experience with her. I think I've met her once or twice. But the campaign CEO that was just installed this morning, I do have experience with. And I actually know quite well. And I will say that one of the worst, most hellacious years of my entire life involved this individual. And I have to question whether or not the campaign is sincere about winning a victory against Hillary Clinton by instituting someone like this as the CEO of the campaign. I also have to question what we as conservatives expect from our media. Andrew Breitbart was one of my dearest friends. I talked to him an hour before he died. His everything that he stood for was against an incestuous media. He and I hated the media, and I still hate the media to this day. But I'm also learning that his phrase, the Democrat media complex, is not just limited to Democrats anymore. There's no such thing as a solely Democrat media complex. And just as we would be angry if Arianna Huffington was giving campaign advice and not only operating Huffington Post, but also advising Hillary Clinton, we would be up in arms. If we knew that the CEO of CNN was not only running CNN and still doing his job in programming, but also advising Hillary Clinton, we would be up in arms. If we knew that NBC and Jeff Zucker and everybody else at CNN and over at MSNBC and NBC, if we knew that their CEO, that their president, if we knew that they were still retaining an influential position in that company and determining programming while at the same time advising Hillary Clinton, we would be up in arms, and you know damn well you would be. This is a different story for me. Because I went through a very personal, hellacious period in my life brought on by someone's idiocy. So this is, it has taken a bit of a turn, and I'm not quite sure how to approach it, to be honest with you. But all I know is that one of the worst people on God's green earth was just instituted as the chairman and CEO of the Trump campaign. And if you are, as I am, not wanting to see Hillary Clinton in the White House, you need to seriously be concerned about that. Let's go into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
And do we have some? We do have some. So this is kind of a Florida Man story, and I'll probably hit it up against in Florida Man, but it was so bizarre, I have to include it in Quick Five here. They think it's Flocka that is behind a cannibal attack. A Florida teenager may have taken what they call $5 insanity, a drug, before stabbing to death a random couple and then feasting on the dead man's face. Austin Haruff allegedly stabbed Michelle and John Stevens to death. Earlier that evening, he was out at a sports bar with his parents, but he got agitated and stormed off, prompting them to call the police. And later, Haruff was found on top of John Stevens, biting the flesh from his face before a, listen to this, stun gun, four police officers, and a canine had to be used to not only pull him off but restrain him. So they're investigating that case, and they definitely think that it was the result of perhaps that Flocka drug. I know. The only female on U.S. in the U.S. Marine Infantry course has dropped out after failing part of a grueling course. The unidentified woman failed two conditional training hikes. She didn't make the cut along with 33 of her male colleagues. It was her second attempt at the grueling program after failing in April. She'll now be given a new position in the U.S. Marines as American forces officials are trying to recruit more women into all roles. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus said that the standard of training will not be lowered, so it is easier for certain groups to get in. And that's good, because you don't want to be depending on someone who you know had to have the bar lowered for them simply because they were a woman. Daily Mail has this interesting story of an angry French pole vaulter who was attacking the crowd at the Rio Olympics for booing him when he competed against a Brazilian hero, and he said that he felt like the black athlete Jesse Owens back in Berlin in 1936. France's Renaud Lavigne lost to Brazil's Thiago da Silva in a pole vault. The heckling of Lavigne was so intense that he lost his concentration. He's a white dude, right? I think he's a white dude. White dude, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm not quite sure that that's perhaps the best thing. I think that the best example, I think it's just that it was a hometown crowd and they were very excited to see Thiago da Silva win in pole vault. So he was really mad, and he says it was just like what happened with, Jesse Owens. I question that analogy. I really do. So American flags have been removed from Arlington fire trucks in the Poughkeepsie Journal after a controversy of some sort. The question as to whether or not American flags are going to return to the Arlington Fire District trucks after their removal has attracted national attention and criticism. The chairman of the Arlington Board of Fire Commissions said that he's reached out to Chief Tori Galante to discuss the possibility of a compromise about the use of American flags on the truck. They were removed, sparking heated discussion and disappointment from union members. Galante was directed by the board to remove the flags on the backs of the trucks during the meeting. He said that he was very disappointed in the direction. The flags had been mounted at the request of the union. not quite sure why anybody would have a problem with an American flag on a fire truck. If that bothers you, then maybe don't call the fire department if your house is burning down. It's just a simple, look, it's just a simple solution to prohibit you from feeling triggered. You know, that sounds pretty fair. I'm just saying, I think that sounds like a pretty fair compromise right there. Folks, we are in an Obama economy, and the job market has been constricted by just the economic decisions of this administration, which have a direct impact on how much money you're able to make and what jobs you can get. And, of course, a lot of people now are in debt, and it feels like credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you do, and I hope you know this, you do have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe? If you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Just call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. They have a proven track record of success in negotiating with creditors, and they're the advocate you want in your corner. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt with National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all of your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT. Or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Bad Bob here, producer for KCNR's Free Fire Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. Thursday, and Trish Clark is back as Carl's co-host, welcoming Reading City Council candidate Adam McElvain. You've seen his campaign signs all over town. What does he plan to bring before the voters, and why does he think that high-speed internet is a thing that Reading really needs? Your calls and comments are part of the show. Thursday, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, The California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. My phone has been ringing off the hook this morning because of all of the campaign stuff. And you know what gets me? One of the things that, as I was saying earlier, which I thought that Trump gave the best speech that he's ever given, but unfortunately, it's now been stepped all over because his new campaign CEO, who loves news about himself, Steve, I don't have anything nice to say about Stephen K. Bannon. I don't have a single nice thing to say because I went through a year in hell because of this man. I don't have anything nice to say. And I'm being totally honest with you guys. This is a weird situation because it's one thing to commentate on politics, but it's another thing when someone that has outright hated you and said that they want to destroy you and said a whole bunch of things about you and has tried to, you know, just come after you and you know, try to ruin you, basically, when they're now involved in the story. So, I'm not going to be like some of these other people that you hear on radio or that you watch on cable news. I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass. And I've taken hits for being honest. I've taken hits for standing just in it and being completely forthright about what I think. I'm not going to go with where the wind goes. I could have been spokesperson of a campaign right now and rolling in a six-figure paycheck. Know that. And that's God's honest truth. Swear to God. But I didn't do that because it's not what I do. It's not what I want to do. So it's weird to unpack this particular story. We also, because this stepped all over, this announcement about Bannon stepped all over Trump's speech last night. And it's also now obscuring the story about Aetna cutting nearly 70% of their Obamacare footprint in 2017. It is a huge failure. We have that to get into as well. Plus, is the House in trouble this fall? Keep it here.
Dana Show.
When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
United, and it was well covered, was a very late entrance and a reluctant entrance into the exchange and never actually did a lot of work to prepare themselves. Their exit was actually not that big a surprise. Humana, remember, they're the other half of the Aetna deal, and so it's quite clear. Let me also
What are you accusing Aetna of lying and saying they're getting out, not because they're losing $200 million?
I think that there is a political, as I said, we don't know the truth, and there may be a political motive.
I think the audience believes there's a political motivation.
So this story with Aetna, it's going to, I like how ABC describes it, it's going to reduce choices for customers and could drive up prices. No one saw this coming. Hold up. I just had a thought, and I need producer Kane to weigh in here. Something occurred to me. Hold up.
Yeah.
So do you remember when we said, and this was back in like 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we said, okay, well, if you are going to pass Obamacare, that's going to reduce choices for customers, and it's going to drive up prices.
Yep.
And you could actually see some insurances curtail their participation in these exchanges. Do you remember when we said that? Because those were actual things that I had on the list.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Predictable whenever you're not able to compete state to state.
Yeah.
We knew that was going to happen.
And what were we called for that?
Oh, we were called bigots and racists and conspiracy theorists and the whole nine.
So we were called racists. I remember this because I was called a racist 6 days to Sunday. So were you. So is everybody. I remember people because I thought, wow, racism's totally changed. Racism became, if you oppose reducing choices for customers and driving up prices and having health insurance companies reduce their participation in exchanges that are set up by Obamacare, then you're a racist if you oppose that.
Yeah.
So now Aetna's reducing choices for customers and driving up prices, and it's curtailing its participation in healthcare exchanges because Obamacare is not working. Is that racist?
No, I think that's just science.
Because I was told pointing this out was totally racist.
Yeah,
so they're doing it must be super racist.
Yeah, it was back then. Back then it was totally racist. But now, I mean, look, what we predicted would happen, we now have the science and the proof showing exactly what we said was going to happen, happened. So now it's science. It's not speculation anymore.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe that's different. I don't know. If only... someone knew that it was going to affect the health industry this way. If only the people had been warned. If only.
You mean warned more? What do you mean?
No, people didn't. They weren't known that it was because you just had racists being racist.
Oh. Yeah, let's not look at science then.
I mean, so I get, because we were told that predicting all of this and that was racist. So I don't know.
Not only that, we were told by this administration that, you know, if we like our doctor, we can keep it. If we like our plan.
And then when we said that wasn't true.
Yeah.
And then when I had a very good friend who lost her specialist, her pediatric specialist for her child who had heart surgery when they were a baby, she was called a racist because she said, and a liar because she had said that.
Yep.
Huh. And then when I had a friend who dealt with cancer, and I had a friend who was dealing with breast cancer, and she lost access to a specialist, they said that didn't happen, and it was racist to say that.
Yeah. And that's, remember back then when the thing's called Affordable Care Act, But there's nothing affordable about it, and there's little care.
Involved. All I know is that I thought it was super affordable, and I'm sure you would agree that my premium like went up and that my copay has gone up and that basically my health coverage for my entire family has all just about doubled.
Yeah, which is opposite of how they sold it to us.
Because I was like, I couldn't believe how affordable this is. I couldn't believe that this is so I was shocked at how affordable. Like, my gosh, I didn't realize that, it's insane. I didn't realize how affordable this was. I mean, don't you guys think it's affordable? Like, it's like going to the grocery store. It's like going to the grocery store and you're told that a gallon of milk is going to be super affordable. And then that you go there and you're like, oh, it is so affordable. It's like double what I thought I was going to pay for it.
The name of the milk is affordable milk.
Yeah, it's affordable. It's just great. It's fantastic.
Let's buy affordable milk.
Gosh, I love that.
Unfortunately, it's double the regular milk.
If only people had been warned. Gosh, you look, but history's always 2020. Hindsight's 2020, you know?
Right.
If only people had been warned. If only. I know. So Aetna is saying, yeah, you're all screwed. I mean, I'm just putting it in simple terms that everyone can understand. Although Bernie Sanders was saying that he has a single payer plan that's really going to work this time. The problem is that it just didn't work this past time. It's because, and let's be real about this. The reason that it didn't work this time is because you have to try it a bunch of times for it, but then it works.
So like the third time?
It's like how socialism has never worked ever. Do you know why? Because people just haven't tried it enough.
Oh, I thought it just didn't work.
No. It's that it hasn't been attempted enough.
Oh.
Like then if you try it a bunch of times, then you get good at it.
Huh. Because I'm familiar with the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
And that's like doing the same thing over and over again.
That's
expecting
thinking that paying more. Insanity is thinking that paying double for your health care
or
sometimes not having it at all. Insanity is thinking that it's not affordable because that's so affordable. It's affordable because you can still pay it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So it's not unaffordable.
A lot of people couldn't, though.
Yeah, but still.
A lot of people settled on
the penalty. They're wrong. So now Aetna is threatening to leave. They were threatening to leave if Obamacare entirely, if the feds blocked the Humana merger. So I don't know. They're cutting 70% of their Obamacare footprint. That's a lot of stuff. Look, if only people were. They say that they're now everyone's concerned because competition on the exchanges, it's supposed to drive down costs. Remember, because they thought, we're the government. You can just compete here on our government exchanges. No. And United Health and Humana have all done this now. And so you have like tons of these nonprofit co-ops that have just shut down. Yeah. Yeah. Marty goes, health insurance doesn't sound like fun. I'm leeching off my parents until I'm 26.
Well,
technically, he's still a baby.
Legally, you can do that.
Yeah, he's a baby still. Because like after 26 in the cold, hard world knocks on your door and it's like, you're going to have to pay for your own stuff now, Marty. Got to pay for your own crap, Marty. That's what happens. But, you know, I look back, I'm like, if only people were told. If only people were told. If only. Oh, gosh.
Those podcasts still exist, don't they?
Huh? I know, they do.
I mean, we're just science. It's just science. We saw what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So if only people had been warned about this. If only.
Yeah.
I know, right? And this is going to get worse. It's going to get entirely worse. I've been fascinated by this story. Hold up, I got to bring this up. I got to pull this up. It's live radio. Wait, give me a second. Here we go. My kids like don't watch television. They don't watch television because I don't think anybody in their generation does. Like all of the kids who were like, you know, 18 and younger, all they watch YouTube and they knew who all the YouTube people are. So North Korea hired this British YouTube star for propaganda videos. And they hired this guy. His name is Lewis Cole. He's 33 years old, and he's a travel vlogger. He's got 2 million subscribers, and he uploaded 7 videos that he went to I like how they say it's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He went to North Korea. And so he taped himself trips to water parks and fun with North Korean surfer chicks. and all the, that doesn't exist. I mean, it's all gulags, and let's go to the poorhouse. That's what North Korea is. And he goes, quote, "I'm trying to focus on positive things in the country and combat the purely negative image that we see in the media. I advise you to do your own research on the DPRK. These videos are from one perspective of what are being shown and experienced whilst here." Like one of them, when he landed in the country, his video was, "Bro, we're here." Now, they have sweatshops, and they actually beat people to death, and they put them in prison camps. But this guy, and it's a crazy how empty this water park looks. It looks like it's just him and this other dude. It's so crazy. You can go to a damn water park anywhere. Really? Like, you're going to go down to North Korea? Look, they got water parks. What did he do at night when he couldn't get any damn internet because the only light bulb that's in Pyongyang is in Kim Jong-un's house? How about that? Yeah. Like, did he even have working internet? I bet they didn't even have Wi-Fi there. I just find it so crazy. They say that he says, I love this story that Washington Times has. Media outlets like Vanity Fair and Forbes were quick to note that Mr. Lewis, perhaps unwittingly, was being used as a tool for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Have you seen, like, pictures of, like, their computers? Have you seen them?
No, I didn't know they had any.
No, they're old-timey and they're never turned on. Look at any of the photos. They're never turned on. So he's got a video of himself walking through the Pyongyang airport. I just love saying that. It's one of my favorite words in the world to say. I love the way. And, by the way, he's a white guy with dreadlocks. Can I also point this out? Well, he's a 33-year-old man with dreadlocks.
He's culturally appropriating.
And he's going bald
something.
On top.
He's culturally appropriating.
He's
something.
Going bald on top.
Oh, then yeah, keep the dreads then.
He's on a bus and there's hardly anybody. I mean, I'm just looking at it and it's just insane. I'm just looking at this video and it's propaganda. It's complete and total propaganda is what it is. But I think, I don't know, propaganda is everywhere now. There's no such thing as a Democrat media complex anymore. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Gosh, we have so much to talk about still. I'm going to open up a little bit more in our second hour. Folks, our sponsor, Patriot Mobile, I really love this phone company because, first off, here's the thing. I like to know where my money goes, and I want to know what I'm supporting. And you may think you're just, like, paying your mobile phone bill, but you could actually be funding Planned Parenthood. For instance, Credo Mobile is a mobile phone service, and they're the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. They've given $81 million to progressive causes in just the past decade alone. And there's never really been a place to get your cell phone service from where you have dependable cell phone service and it supports what you support until Patriot Mobile came about. They're just like your current mobile phone provider, but they're way better. So, in fact, they're not. Because they have better customer service. They way better customer service. They also save you anywhere from 10 to 15%. I'm about 13% on average. 10 to 15% you can save on your cell phone bill. And they also donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-8-PATRIOT today. And for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. Now, I care about where my money goes. This is why I switched to Patriot Mobile in February. And my family has. Kane uses it. And we love it. I love their customer service. And I love my connection and reception, too. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com. Use my name, Dana, to waive the activation fees.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty. And remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483, givetopurpleheart.org.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
So I was telling Kane that a few years ago, that is more than five, my girlfriends and I, we made a fake band. He didn't believe it. He didn't know anything about this. I have a weird sense of humor, and I don't remember how it started. My best girlfriends, we created a fake band called Kung Pao Meow, replete with my MySpace page and everything. And I was the only one. I can play rhythm guitar, and that's about it. Like, if you wanted to create, like, a bad, like, art rock band, like how Jack White had Meg, who really couldn't play drums, but it was her deconstructed drum style that really highlighted Jack White's genius, like, I could serve that role for you on a really crappy rhythm guitar. But, anyway, we didn't actually write any songs, and we didn't actually, like, but I could Photoshop, and I know how to code, so we had a website for a while, and it was just like a sorority, even though I'm not in a sorority, nor have I ever been. Nothing against them, I just never did it. But it was sort of like a girl gang. I didn't know how to describe it. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, it was Kung Pao Meow. and we had like these characters made up. We were each named after a famous cat. I hate cats. I was named after Church, the cat in Pet Sematary. Remember that movie? Terrifying. They'll scare the hell out of you. I don't know if Marty's ever seen Pet Sematary. It'd scare you. It was a scary movie. It made you really like weird about dead animals, like more so than you were previously. But anyway, so we had all these great songs. Like, there was a song that we had called SL Ut, and it was, I know, we were from the Eastern Bloc, and we all had thick, heavy accents, and it was really great. Never actually did any music. But really, do you even need any to do that to be in a band today? You really don't need to do anything like that. Because most of the people today, they're just people who are on social media, and they have session musicians write music for them and create the whole image and all of that. So we were all of it except for the music. So we were, by all intents and purposes, a band. But, yeah, we had, like, it was fun. It was fun. Like, I wanted to do, like, I had great plans for Kung Pao Meow. Still may do something with it. We came up with a name one time when we lived in St. Louis. I was sitting on Del Mar, and we were at a Thai food place, and we were joking about, you know, what's in this pad Thai or something. I don't even remember what the joke was, but we were just having fun. But, yeah, those were good times. You never knew that, did you, Kane? You never knew that I was in a band that never made music.
I didn't. I do. One of the picks I'm looking at, though, it's funny because it's like one of these bands will cut you. Choose wisely.
Well, one's just the guys at Death Row and then Queen.
Right.
Yeah, and then it was me and my Kung Pao Meow compatriots. Yeah, one of these bands will totally cut you. Choose wisely.
So great.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to do. I enjoyed that. So that, I know, it's just like little tidbits like that. That was before I went through a year of hell in my life because of Stephen K. Bannon, one of the world's worst human beings ever, and probably the only person who could ever make me hate cargo shorts. I actually don't mind cargo shorts because I like to keep things in stuff. I think mentally, in certain ways, I'm like a 90-year-old lady. You know how, like, my grandmother, you know how grandmas love, like, Tupperware and they love putting stuff in things?
Mm.
Like, when my stepdad's mom passed away and my family had to clean out her apartment, it was insane because she had, what do they call those little nesting dolls? Everything was like a nesting doll. She had stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff. And you would be opening boxes and you're like, oh, this is the last box. Damn it! And then there was like another box. And then you're like, this is the last box. No! And then there was another box. And then it just kept going and you're like, how small did they make Tupperware? Like, who needs a Tupperware box? Or a thingy where it's like, it's the space size is the size of your palm. Who needs that, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I always sort of appreciated how she had things hidden all over her apartment. When you opened up a cabinet, it wasn't just a bowl. It was a bowl and a bowl and a bowl that had stuff in it. And then there was a box and a box and a box that had stuff in it. And she'd like saved toilet paper rolls. I don't know why. It was just, I think it was because she was around in the Depression. She was really old. And I was like really young when this happened. So, yeah. But it just, I don't know. I kind of like that. That whole, you know, stuff and stuff and stuff. Where the hell was I going with this? I walked down memory lane and I just lost my way. Where was I going? What the whole point did I have?
Just about the band. I thought you just opened it up with the band and that's what we were discussing on break. I mean, wasn't really going.
How did I get on Tupperware?
Oh, I'm not really sure about that.
Oh, I remember. Cargo shorts.
Oh.
I love things and stuff. Anyway, so that's why I liked cargo shorts, right? Because cargo shorts, if I want to go shooting outside and it's summertime, if I want to go to like a range in Waxahachie, it's hot out there, right? I ain't going to be wearing my tactical pants, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that. But if I wear cargo shorts, hells yeah, I got a cargo shorts. I can put my mags and I can put all kinds of stuff in them pockets. You know what I mean? And if they're big enough, I can slip me a bottle of water in there. And it's all good. The only person who can make me hate cargo shorts is Stephen K. Bannon, the world's worst person. Like, really one of the worst, most unsuccessful human beings who just sort of, like, you know, walked his way into Andrew Breitbart's legacy and proceeded to just beat it to death. I have so many horrible, I can't say, I have nothing nice to say about this person. And I really don't come across really a lot of people that I can say that about. But the fact that this guy is now the CEO of the campaign, I'm just like, who talked Trump into that? Who did that? Quick break. We have our second hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Reading's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Frustrated with his troubled candidacy, Donald Trump is hinging his presidential hopes on a risky bet that the fiery populism and freewheeling style that won him the Republican nomination gives him a better shot at the White House than uniting his party and rallying moderate voters. Trump underscored that conviction Wednesday with a staff overhaul at his campaign's highest levels, the second shakeup of the past 2 months. The Republican nominee tapped Stephen Bannon, a combative conservative media executive, to serve as CEO of his White House bid. Pollster Kellyanne Conway will also now serve as campaign manager. At a campaign event in Henderson, Nevada, Republican presidential nominee Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence says Hillary Clinton is wrong to claim that Donald Trump's economic proposals are wildly unrealistic.
The only thing that's wildly unrealistic is expecting you can elect the same people with the same bad ideas and get a different result. Men and women, Donald Trump is going to turn this economy around and get America working again.
In Cleveland, Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's tax plan would benefit the wealthiest Americans.
It would let millionaires and billionaires cut their tax rate in half on a lot of their income.
North Carolina congressman is in hot water over some questionable payments to a former staff accused of sexual harassment.
A congressional review panel says there's substantial reason to believe that GOP Congressman Mark Meadows violated House ethics rules by continuing to pay his former chief of staff months after he was fired. Meadows had previously defended the payments to Kenny West as part of an effort to guarantee a smooth transition, even though records show West did little work.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. Stocks were up slightly on Wall Street. The Dow gained 22 points to close at 18,573. The S&P rose 4. The Nasdaq was up a point and a half. This is townhall.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
More than 500 passengers and crew were evacuated from a burning ship about a mile off Puerto Rico's north coast Wednesday, and many required medical care. Though there were no reports of fatalities or life-threatening injuries, Coast Guard spokeswoman Marilyn Fajardo.
The order was given to abandon ship. They all mustered, the order had been given.
Fajardo says the rescue equipment is being flown to the ship to help in the evacuation.
We also have an air asset that's bringing a mass rescue raft to deploy to assist with the evacuation of the passengers. Currently, we're getting reports that no injuries at this time.
The fire burned as hundreds slid down emergency slides from the Caribbean Fantasy, accommodation cruise and ferry ship.
U.S. Coast Guard boats then carried passengers into San Juan's harbor as helicopters whirled overhead. Other agencies and even private vessels joined in the effort. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Brazilian judge has ordered two American swimmers to stay in the country as an investigation into alleged robbery continues.
Ryan Lochte and Jimmy Feagan were among four swimmers who said they were held up at gunpoint here in Rio Sunday. But police say they found little so far to back up the accounts. The U.S. Olympic Committee says police went to the athletes' village this morning to collect Lochte's and Feagan's passports, but that the swim team had already moved out. While a spokesman would not confirm where the swimmers were, Lochte's dad says his son arrived home in the U.S. yesterday. Sagar Magani, Rio de Janeiro.
U.S. men's basketball team routed Argentina 105-78 to move into the semis. Mike Krzyzewski says three near losses in the tournament were useful for the favored Americans.
They showed some weaknesses that we have, and we tried to get better. And the only way you get better is by playing these tough games.
U.S. will battle Spain Friday in a rematch of the last two gold medal games. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
New York City has tested 3,400 plus pregnant women. 49 of them have tested positive. And very, very sadly, one was born with microcephaly due to Zika, a reminder of just how dangerous this disease can be.
Well, that's Bill de Blasio's office. So there's Zika in New York. So that's just great. That's just great. It's absolutely everywhere now. Just fantastic. Fan-diddly-tastic. We're all going to die. Second hour of the program. This is a really odd day. Second hour of the program. I'm Dana Lash. This is the Dana Show. DanaRadio.com at DLash on Twitter. And, of course, you can find me on The Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. I was going to be on Kelly File last night, and then there was a scheduling insanity because Trump was going to do a speech and the things were going late, so I'll be on tomorrow evening. It'll be some good stuff. Good times. I was reading this article as to whether or not the House was in trouble. I don't really think it is as in trouble as some people are saying. The Cook Political Report has listed 45 Republican seats and 11 Democratic seats as potentially competitive this November. And of those 45 seats, 40 remain largely intact from the 2011 national redistricting process. That's when Florida had a redraw recently. Of those 40 seats, Cook Political Report says that we can overlay the Cook Report's partisan voting index over them in an attempt to compare apples to oranges. Blah, 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 blah. Here's where it gets to what you want to know. If Republicans lost all 36 of those seats and Democrats held 11 of their contested seats, Democrats have the House majority by 6 seats. 27 of those 40 seats have actually, when you look at it, they have, it could be close. If Democrats would only need to pick up depending on how some of these elections go, it's a lot fewer seats than what had been originally thought. Let's put it that way. So I'm not quite sure that it is as in trouble. It's not. I don't think it is as serious as the Senate situation. I think the Senate situation is more serious. It's not all of that. But you have to, no matter what happens in November, you have to make sure that you're able to retain the Senate. You want to be able to keep the House. House the power of the purse. You also want to make sure that you're keeping. You want to make sure that you're keeping the Senate. You have to. That's where you're going to be able to stop nominations, everything. I'm looking at RCP average, which is what I've been following every single day. And I was looking at some of the polling where it relates to Florida. Clinton is up. The average, she's up by 5 points in Florida. A recent Monmouth poll from August 15th has her at up, has her plus nine. CBS has her plus five. These are all over the margin of error, which is about give or take 2 to 3 points. And then the RCP average, Clinton is up by 6 points in the RCP average. Now, all of the latest polls, save for LA Times, has her above the margin of error. This LA Times USC poll that was taken on the 16th has her only up by 1 point, 44 to Trump's 43. The biggest spread comes from NBC News, which has her 50 to Trump's 41. That's a plus nine. So that's the biggest gain that she has. She's on an upwards. She's been on an upwards trajectory, but then this goes day to day to day to day. So we'll see how this. We'll see how this is. But it's and looking at it, and then of course there's the discussions over the electoral map as well, RCP's electoral map, and estimating who's going to get the votes and who doesn't. Because basically the way it stands is that Clinton would get 270. It's 272 to 154. Clinton, Kane, Trump, Pence. With 112 toss-ups. So if the election were held today, she would win. She would, I mean, by 2 points, she'd win. So this, the way that they have the states laid out, the toss-up states that Real Clear Politics has are Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Maine. You got your battleground states, right? You have your states that are solid Clinton and that Trump will not take. Those are Delaware, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Washington. Those are solid Clinton states. The thing that, strikes me is that Colorado's now leans Clinton, which is crazy. Colorado's been going blue, blue, blue just because of the blueprint that they had there. When they flipped the state after 63 years of red, of Republican red, they flipped it into election cycles. And they've been trying to do that in Texas, too. This is what gets me. Texas has been classified as leans Trump. It is not likely Trump. I don't think I've ever seen something like that in my lifetime, that a state, that Texas is only leaning to a Republican and is not likely Republican. Of the states that RCP average, and they're going by the state polling, they're going by all of that, they're taking in a lot of, they're looking at a lot of numbers, and I think from everything that I have seen and looking at their electoral map, this is accurate. And I think that a lot of people are as uncomfortable with how close this is. And that's just, unfortunately, you have to reconcile yourself to that fact. It is. So the likely Trump, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota, those are all very likely Trump. They will go red, those states. Leans Trump, Indiana, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Nebraska, those are leans Trump. And then you have the toss-up states. Leans Clinton, Colorado, Connecticut, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Oregon, Pennsylvania, battleground. Huge battleground state, Virginia and Wisconsin. So the way it stands right now, like I said, if the election were held right now, Clinton would take it. She would, just to go in with where states have been going towards, she would take it with 272. If it were held right now. If it were held right now. So this is where it is. This is where it stands. And that's just the reality. And if you're wanting to do something to stop Hillary from getting in the White House, you have to understand where things are. Don't do what Republicans did in 2012. Republicans in 2012 were acting like they were still going on a 2004. They were still acting like America still had the same 2004 demo, and it doesn't. They were acting like the electorate was the same as 2004, and it wasn't. It wasn't at all. Do not do that. Do not make that mistake. If people are not paying attention to the reality of the polling, and not every poll, like I said, not every poll is legit. Some of them are just total ridiculousness. But also, I disagree with Roger Stone, and I know Roger. Some people are appalled that I'm friends with him. I've known Roger for years. I've known Roger longer than most people have even been aware of that he's existed. He's never been anything but nice and courteous to me. And he doesn't dress like a hoodlum, so or like a hipster with, you know, he doesn't dress like an old hipster either, so I appreciate that. Anyway, I completely disagree with his assessment that a lot of the polls are out there as sort of a way to manipulate emotions to get people to believe one thing or another. Maybe in some instances, some push polling's like that for sure. But when I look at all of these polls, no, absolutely, there's no way that that's possible. And especially when you look at the crosstabs, that's impossible. And I tend to agree with Nate Silver on this stuff over at 538, who I think has done a very good job in following all of this and in tabulating all of this. Remember, he made the left really happy during 2008 when he accurately predicted it was going to be Obama and it was going to be a huge margin. And he was accurate again in midterms, and that's when the left got mad at him because they didn't want to face the reality that they were going to lose control of the House in midterms. And they got mad at him again when they lost control of the Senate, and he accurately predicted that based on voting, based on polling models. So don't be like the left and not believe all of this stuff just because it doesn't go in with what you believe. If you want to fight, you have to get Sun Tzu. And one of the things Sun Tzu said is you need to understand the ground in which you're at. You need to understand not only your enemy better than your enemy understands you and understands himself in certain regards, but you also need to understand the lay of the land. And if you don't understand the demographic with which you're dealing with, you are destined to fail. You will fail. Let's kick it into headlines.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Now, we mentioned this earlier because of Aetna getting out of Obamacare and reducing their footprint. 21% of New York manufacturing companies are hiring fewer workers because of Obamacare. Business Insider reports a new survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Shows, according to this survey, 20.9% of manufacturing firms in the state said that they were employing fewer workers because of Obamacare. And they say 16.8% of respondents in the service sector said the same. As the New York Fed noted, this still leaves a vast majority of businesses unaffected, but a 1 in 5 change is incredibly significant. And you're going to see this continuing more and more and more. Univision is buying Gawker Media for a hefty $135 million price tag. No idea why Gawker Media is worth that much. Nick Denton has lost his shine that he had in the late 90s when he was doing snarky political commentary and having other people do it. Not so much. Now they've agreed to $135 million for this bankrupt blog network, which is total crap. And they were the BuzzFeed of their time at one point, Wonkette and Gawker, and now they just suck. It's like reading a poorly written MySpace blogs. It's horrible. So that's taking place. You know, Univision is buying it. I'm not quite sure what they get out of this, but there it is. McClatchy, D.C. has a story talking about how a push for healthier food could actually push some stores off of a food stamp program. New federal regulations intended to promote healthy eating could make it harder to use food stamps at convenience stores. A change opponents say will leave disadvantaged people with fewer places to buy groceries. The standards proposed by the USDA is requiring retailers, the same people who are doing lesbian farming, by the way, and pushing that, would require retailers to accept food stamps to stock more and fresher varieties of food. But many convenience stores won't be able to meet the requirements, and they're going to be forced from the federal supplement nutrition, from SNAP, because not everybody's going to sell kale. Places like Quick Trip are going to be like, don't sell us kale. Don't make us sell kale. Come on. The love of all things holy. It's not what we do. True. I mean, there's this, you know, true. That is a serious thing. This is an interesting story. If you don't like a judge's parental visitation order, you could do what this guy did. You could do what this parent did. File to personally replace the judge by running as a write-in candidate for his job, and then file to have the judge removed from the case due to the conflict of interest that you just created. That's what happened in Grand Haven, Michigan. When Robert Moll announced that he was running as a write-in candidate against incumbent Ottawa County Circuit Judge Kent Engel last week, he did not disclose his personal involvement with Engel's court. Moll is an assistant state attorney general, and he's been involved in a heated visitation battle that involves his wife, Christina Moffitt, and the father of their 10-year-old child. The couple is now hoping to have Engel removed from a 10-year-old custody case. Claiming Moll's new status as a write-in candidate creates a conflict of interest for Engel, according to documents. Moll's insisted his decision to become a candidate was not made in order to remove him from from presiding over the custody case. That's pretty brilliant, I will have to say. That's pretty ballsy and pretty brilliant. This story about Ryan Lochte is confusing to me. So I was reading about this morning because he said that him and some swimmers had been robbed A Brazilian judge now, according to TMZ, has ordered for the immediate seizure of Ryan Lochte's passport, claiming that he may have lied about the robbery incident. But Lochte's already back in the United States. Brazilian authorities issued a statement to TMZ saying Judge Kayla Blankdenop, the special court of fan and major events, ordered the dispatch of search warrants and the seizure of passports of American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fegan. With this, they're prohibited from leaving the country. But they're already gone. They said they were together in their taxi, and they were stopped and robbed by people posing as cops. Authorities say they found contradictions in their stories, and they want to speak with them both ASAP. Officials say Lochte claimed they were only robbed by one person. Fegan said there were multiple culprits. I don't know what's going on, but you can't imagine that you have to better get your story straight in a third world country. I'm just saying. Just, you know, make sure you get it right. Heavens. And we need to have a conversation about this. So you guys remember It, Stephen King's It? And you remember how terrifying Tim Curry was as Pennywise the Clown? That's being remade. We have to talk about that. Not only that is being remade, but Rocky Horror Picture Show is being remade, and now apparently a remake of Clue is in the works. I hate everything. Alexander Skarsgård's little brother, whose name I can't remember, he was in Hemlock Grove, though, which is a great show. He's It. He's the clown. He's Pennywise the Clown. So we'll get into all of that. We have to have a conversation. Purple Heart Foundation, a great organization, veterans helping veterans, all volunteer. When you give to the Purple Heart Foundation, know that 100% of your donation goes to the vets. They don't skim off the top, and it's 100% tax deductible. Whether it's Canine for Combat vets, helping homeless veterans get off the street, dealing with the mountain of paperwork that they have to go through to get their visits from VA, whether it's educational scholarships or job training, Purple Heart Foundation has a ton of programs that help support all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. So pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Ted Beide with Northern Firearm Instruction. Have you ever thought about obtaining firearms training but just can't seem to find the time? Call me at 530-999-1822 for a private class where you and your party can enjoy the finest in firearm safety training on your schedule and at your location. There's never a need for firearms or ammunition. We provide everything. Call Northern Firearms Instruction today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Ah, gosh, you know what? Sometimes I just, Jeebus. We had somebody who called in and was like, why aren't you talking about the Aetna situation? Now, I'm not getting mad at them. I appreciate your ears. But seriously, where the hell have you been? Like, we talked about it for a half hour. Where were you? We were talking about it for a half hour. Aetna, 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 Aetna. Obamacare, Aetna. Obamacare, Obamacare. Aetna, Obamacare. We talked about it for a half hour. How many half hours do you want me to talk about Aetna? Guess what? Aetna's still leaving Obamacare. It hasn't changed since we talked about it 10 minutes ago. Just don't know if you guys knew that or not.
And this show led the charge.
It's still there!
This show led the charge in warning you about it as well.
Yeah, we did. Did we warn people? Because we were just called racists.
No, we were perceived as racist, but we're totally warning people.
See. You guys didn't warn me. Is he mad? Maybe he's mad that we didn't warn him.
Well, we did that too.
Did we not? Or were we just being racist? There is a difference.
We warned and we talked about Aetna today.
Did you, though? Did we? I mean, did we talk about it enough?
I'm king of science. I'm going to say yeah.
I mean, you know. Health insurance rates have increased on average of 27% up to 41%. But hey, you know, did we warn people? You guys are just being racist. You're horrible people. Oh, man. I was, this is a weird day. You know, it's a weird day. And I'm not, it's just so, I don't have words. It's one of those days where I have a lot of words off air. You know what I mean? But I don't have as many words on air because I'm still sorting them out. Although I am very angry that people are trying to remake Clue and Stephen King's It. Please don't think that I like Stephen King. Stephen King starts out with all the hope in the world in his stories. And then he, like, gives up three quarters of the way through. I mean, he ended It with a stupid giant spider. Are you kidding me? The whole build-up, and then at the climax was a giant spider, and the denouement was how they killed a giant spider. It was a giant spider. I was terrified of that. Remember when it was a series on TV and it was on primetime? I watched that when I was a kid. And I was terrified up until the point when it was a giant spider. And then I'm like, what? Anyway, Bill Skarsgård. That's Alexander Skarsgård's kid brother's name. Bill Skarsgård. Right? hell, I don't know. One of those kids, there's a million of them. He's playing Pennywise the Clown. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I have a lot of feels. We've got that and some the campaign drama coming up. Keep it here. As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617 danashootsbeats.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
We will have to have higher taxes on some to pay for it. And what we'll do, as we've come out of the recession, there's been a lot of growth, but the growth has been kind of at the top. It's not been spread. We haven't created that economy that works for everybody. To do the things that will create an economy that works for everybody, we need to go to sort of higher income individuals, very successful financial institutions and companies, have them pay a little bit more and invest those in the first four priorities. And guess what? If we do, they're going to do better too, because everybody does better with an economy where there's prosperity and opportunity and ladders of success that everybody can climb. The whole society does better.
That's Tim Kaine.
How do I math? I don't know how to do math. I'm Tim Kaine. You know, it's going to be great when we take all your money and we spread your monies around. It's going to be so awesome. Oh, my gosh. This guy. You know, we just, all the growth has been at the top because we've just sucked you all dry like vampires. You know, like them Twilight vampires that sparkle. We're like those. I need a minute. You know, it's like all, it's like Election, the sitcom. Harvey Korman is Tim Kaine, because he could play him too. Not just Tim Conway.
Not just Tim Conway, right?
Harvey Korman is Tim Kaine. We're just going to take your money, guys, and you're playing over the top. He really said that, like, you're going to like it.
Right. I know our party's been in charge for 8 years, and we had a, you know, filibuster-proof majority for quite a while as well, and we still didn't do anything about that money.
Yeah. Like, what did they do to... Well, there hasn't been any growth at the top. Oh, hey, Matt, Mr. Mathematician, Mr. Nobel Peace, Nobel Math Prize winner. Let's go ahead and tell us why. Go ahead and tell us why, Mr. Tim Kaine. Why is that? Couldn't be because people are paying more in Obamacare, right? I've got a great idea. Let's make them pay a lot more for Obamacare. And then I just can't stand it. All right, so, oh, my gosh, this is why I get so mad. He's the VP pick for Hillary Clinton. And the Trump campaign, I do not want Hillary Clinton in the White House, which is why I'm kind of freaking out that the campaign would pick somebody as completely inept and ridiculous as Stephen K. Bannon to be the chairman of the campaign. I know Stephen K. Bannon. I can't say what I think about him on air because the FCC would come and find me. I don't have any respect for him. I don't think he has any story. I don't think he has any news instinct at all whatsoever. I don't. I think that he is a poser. He's a pretender. And that his entire career consists of attaching his caboose onto people with more influence than him, who have bigger names than him, as a way to make up for the fact that he does not have a single successful story in his professional career. And that includes not making partner at Goldman Sachs when he worked there for so many years. I can't think of a worse choice. I don't know who advised DT to take him on as campaign. He's got Kellyanne Conway, and Kellyanne Conway is a pleasant person, and I think she's nice. I don't have anything bad to say about Kellyanne Conway. I think she's actually a good person, and I think she's, you know, she does a good job. She's a good hire. But Stephen K. Bannon, really, he doesn't have any news instinct at all. He's ruined Andrew Breitbart's legacy. Andrew Breitbart hated the incest. I know because I worked under him for I don't know how many years. I helmed big journalism when it was still a standalone vertical. So I've known Andrew longer than Bannon has. And I am just shocked that that's the choice. Now you see, by the way, do you all see why I did what I did back in 2011? I feel pretty damn vindicated because I was in a legal fight with Bannon. So I feel pretty vindicated by that. And you see what happened when Ben Shapiro left, when Larry O'Connor won't talk very much because he won't. A lot of people won't. There's only certain things that I can say because you have people who are petty and they make you sign stuff and it's ridiculous. But Carrie Pickett, Meredith Dake, I could go on and on and on. John Sexton. I mean, there's not a single person that has worked for Bannon that has left and has been happy and where they can say good things about him. Because they can't. And I'm being honest with you. This is where it gets really weird for me because, you know, I'm a commentator, but this is a guy that I went through a year in hell with. A year in hell. Like almost, you know, total financial ruin because of this. That's all I'm going to say about it. But so that's why it's a little weird for me. And I'm like, why would the Trump camp? I don't want bad, inept people around the Trump camp. I do not want them on there. And Steve Bannon is not a brawler. Steve Bannon couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. He is not a brawler. He has never won a battle. He has no media instinct. This is Steve Bannon's media instinct. Donald Trump gives the best speech of his campaign. And it was legitimately the best speech of his campaign. He sounded more natural on the teleprompter. He stayed to point, and he still acted. You can tell he's getting more comfortable with it. And then Bannon decides that the next day, after Trump gives a speech on law and order in Milwaukee, that's when Bannon decides the next day he's going to come out with news about how he, the CEO of Breitbart, of Bannon Bart, that he's going to come out. Oh, I've just been promoted. I'm now the CEO and chairman of Donald Trump's campaign. And he steps all over Trump's speech. He steps all over his speech. The headlines this morning should have been about Trump's speech and should have been about how he highlighted Hillary Clinton's total ineptness when it comes to law and order. How he highlighted that she doesn't support the police. And now you have Steve Bannon who's stepping, who made it about him. That's why I didn't like Lewandowski. It had nothing to do with Trump. I didn't like Lewandowski because I felt like he was in this for Lewandowski. He wasn't in this for a successful campaign. He wanted the attention on himself. That's why I didn't like Lewandowski. Bannon, if you thought that was bad for Lewandowski, Bannon's worse. And here's the other thing that I dislike about it. How are you going to be running a media website and you're running the nominee's campaign? One of the things that Andrew Breitbart always said is he always used the phrase, the Democrat media complex. The Democrat media complex. You know, we had plans at one point to go and protest New York Times. Like, we ambushed Media Matters before. I edited big journalism. I edited the vertical that was about about media bias. I talked to him every day. I know exactly what he thought about media, and you don't have to take my word for it. Read his damn books, because he wrote about it. This is the exact sort of thing that he railed against. You know for a fact that if Arianna Huffington was still at Huffington Post, and if she was advising Hillary Clinton while heading up Huffington Post, you know for a fact that we would all be up in arms over it. You know for a fact that if Jeff Zucker had gone and had been advising Hillary Clinton, that we would be all up in arms over it, over at CNN. You know that. How come this is different? Why is this any different? Bannon liked to brag to people that he wanted to create a website that was a weapon. And he's using Andrew Breitbart's website as his own personal apparatus to promote himself and go after people he doesn't like. You should see the stories that they wrote about Ben Shapiro or anybody else. They've written crap stories about me. And that's because of Bannon, Steve Bannon. He has no journalistic integrity, no journalistic instinct. And there's one thing to be biased. I've told you before that I'm biased. There's one thing to be biased. I'm totally biased for limited government. I want the government out of everybody's business. I'm totally biased about that. You are a liar if you say that you're an objective journalist. That doesn't exist. At least be honest about it. There's bias no matter what. One of the differences that I always highlighted is that, you know, NBC would pretend that they weren't biased when you know damn well that they were. Now, Breitbart, under Steve Bannon, they're biased, we know this, and they say they are. But what they don't tell you is that they're sellouts. Now, how are you sitting here having such a I want to know how that was determined. When was that determined? You're running a media outlet, and then you're going to go, and by the way, you're not running a media outlet very good when your business model is predicated on getting a Drudge link. Now, how does that work? And at what point do we as conservatives start allowing the same stuff that we criticize the left for, that we excuse it for happening on the right? I am not going to lose my soul in this election. I am not going to do it. And I'm not going to excuse everything that I have fought and that I fought alongside Andrew Breitbart fighting. I am not going to excuse that media bias just because it's on the right instead of the left. There is a Democrat and Republican media complex. There is a progressive and conservative media complex. The reason that I'm telling you all of this is because I think winning is a virtue. I don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House any more than you guys do. But I'm actually looking right now at the very thing that could make that happen. Steve Bannon has no interest in winning. I need you to understand that. He doesn't give a damn about winning an election. He doesn't care if Hillary Clinton is in the White House. He doesn't care if we lose Supreme Court nominations. He's in this not for America. He is in this for Steve Bannon. He is not in this for the Trump campaign to do well. He is in this for Stephen K. Bannon. The guy who dresses like Mario Batali and acts like thinks he's Karl Rove. And he couldn't be further from either. Except he does actually dress like Mario Batali. I mean, for real. Come on. I don't have anything positive to say about him, and it is a terrifying decision that has been made that he is running that campaign. And I am concerned because I do not want Hillary Clinton in the White House. I am concerned because Stephen K. Bannon screws up everything that he touches. The only reason that Breitbart as a website is still operating is because you have a couple of people there left who kind of know what they're doing. It has gone on in spite of Bannon. He has no news instinct. He is the biggest poser that our generation of politics has ever seen. And my fear is that he's going to screw up and he's going to advise Trump wrong and he's going to hand the White House over to Hillary Clinton. That is my fear. Winning is a virtue. And Steve Bannon lacks virtue and he lacks a winning instinct. He likes to take credit for everybody else's battles. And so it concerns me. It concerns me for that reason. That's why. And I know this guy. He's the last person that I would hire to work on my campaign. I don't want someone who's incompetent and doesn't know a damn thing about media. When the first response that he has is to step all over Trump's speech. Seriously, that was a genuinely great speech. That should be all over the place. He tore Hillary Clinton a new orifice, politically speaking. That should be the headlines, and instead he's stepping all over it. Bannon is stepping all over it, making it all about himself. Because that's what he does every single time. Oh, geez. And I'm worried because of that. I'm worried because he is not going to do well by Trump. And I say this from experience. We have Florida Man on the way. Folks, Super Beats, is the best way to get all day energy. The best way to get all day energy. This is the best way to get maintained blood pressure, healthy blood pressure, increased circulation, because beets are loaded with nitrates. And they do good stuff for your body. There's Nobel Prizes for science that have been awarded on what nitrates do to the body. They work great. Beets is loaded with them. Super beets is the best way to get them, because if you cook your beets, then you are destroying all the nitrates, because heat destroys nitrates. If you juice them and you buy it already, or if you buy it already juiced, well, then they've degraded over time. And so, you know, I look at this, and they're, really, super beets is the only way to go. It doesn't even taste like vegetables either. It has a mild berry flavor thanks to that drying process to protect the full concentration of those nitrates. It comes in regular or a black cherry flavor. You're going to love how it works, and you're going to love how it tastes. I hate beets, and I am able to take this, and I think it tastes great. I add it to my iced coffee. It's in my iced coffee right now, actually. This is how it works. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Two flavors to choose, regular or black cherry. They're going to send you a free book and indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. You get free shipping and that money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeets.com. That's danashootsbeets.com.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
At DLash on Twitter. And Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Make sure you tune in. We got some Florida Man to get into. Let's do it.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
All right, so Florida now has a capybara problem. They look like giant rats. Have you seen these?
No.
It's capybara. It is the world's largest rodent. They're called an invasive species, and apparently they're popping up all over in Florida. They're living and breeding in northern Florida.
Are they good eating?
I don't know. It's a rodent. It's the size of a dog.
Squirrels are.
It is the size of a dog.
Rabbits
are
eating.
Giant guinea pigs. I don't eat rodents. I'm not.
You never had squirrel?
Huh?
You never had squirrel?
I've had squirrel.
Yeah. I think they're
I've
tree rodents.
I don't like them.
No.
I don't like it. My one, you remember back when hydrators were a big thing, or dehydrators?
Yes.
I remember one time I was in college and my uncle decided he wanted to dry out some squirrel meat, and it made, and because squirrel meat's kind of tiny already, and so it shrank up and it looked like cracklings that you get from Captain D's, which is like the batter that breaks off the fish. It looked like that. It was ridiculous. So I'm like, let's not, and he was mad. He's like, I didn't think it'd shrink up that much. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, they're little strips of meat. What did you think was going to happen to it? It's not, you know, it's like an eighth of the size of bacon. It's this tiny. Anyway, I don't like capybaras because they're weird. And their feet are weird. They're all, everything about them is weird. Can you do them like dogs? Are they like dogs? They like dogs, apparently, but they're weird. I don't like these animals. I'll drop this in Slack for you guys. It's a giant rat. All I know is that if I saw this, I'd probably beat it to death with a bat because it's a giant rat. You know what I'm saying? Like the dog doesn't want anything to do with it, really. It's a giant rat. I just don't like that. I don't like rats.
Yeah. Look at that.
They're not right. So that's happening in Florida.
That
Sorry
part
about
beaver?
That.
Beaver almost looks like a beaver.
I don't know.
Without the tail.
It's gross looking, though. Florida man, according to Palm Beach Post, invaded a Florida home and was beaten severely with his own bat. This man tried to rob a Florida home last Thursday, but he ended up with multiple injuries. His eye in his police photo, I mean, it is legit black. His eye is black. Like, I've heard of black eyes before. His eye is swollen and black. Noah Dassett broke into a home Thursday of last week armed with a baseball bat, and he attacked the occupants, according to WFLA. The home was occupied by a man and his wife and their three children and grandmother. The husband wrestled Dassett and put him in a bear hug, and his wife took Dassett's bat and beat him upside the head. He got away and ran from the house. Police said they were contacted about a man matching his description, visiting a nearby hospital with head injuries. He was brought into custody. Police were looking everywhere. He said it went on for hours, a neighbor told WFLA. The guy's got him held up. Yep, that's how we roll around here. That's his direct quote.
And the eye is so black, it looks like it's a patch.
The Northport police spokesperson, they're like, well, we don't condone violence, but these guys were simply protecting their family. He goes, you have the right to protect your home and yourself, so you got to do what you got to do. He goes, this guy had his wife and his three small children, and they had their grandmother there. And he's like, I can tell you what I do if somebody broke into my house. I wouldn't use a bat, though. I'd use lead. That's me. But That's, I mean, and then we had the Florida teen who, it was described as crazed. They think it's a FLACA case, but they're not quite sure yet. They had to use a taser K-9 and multiple sheriff's deputies to pull Austin Kelly hair off this man. He killed him and was eating his face. It's like zombies. It's legit like zombies. Quick break, third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. An elderly woman is apparently the latest casualty of the deadly and devastating flooding in southern Louisiana. State officials say at least 13 people have been killed by flooding that started on Friday with off-the-chart rains. In Sorrento, Louisiana, dogs had to be saved at Kara's House, the pet rescue group housing more than 200 animals following flooding. Like many victims of the flooding, this is the second time James Lane in Sorrento says he'll have to rebuild.
We actually lost everything in Katrina, came here, and 10 years later lost everything again.
State and federal officials say more than 40,000 homes have been damaged and more than 30,000 people have had to be rescued. Senator Bernie Sanders is stepping up his push for a public option after Aetna's retreat this week from the Obamacare marketplace exchanges.
The former Democratic presidential candidate and current senator from Vermont is vowing to revisit the debate on a government-run insurance option. The senator says he will reintroduce his legislation in the next session of the Senate to create what he calls a Medicare for All system. In a statement, Sanders says, "In my view, the provision of health care cannot continue to be dependent on the whims and market projections of large private insurance companies." Opponents, like the head of the publication Physicians Practice, say the public option is probably a pipe dream. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Donald Trump had a staff overhaul. The Republican nominee tapped Steve Bannon, a combative conservative meat executive, to serve as CEO of his White House bid. Pollster Kellyanne Conway will be the new campaign manager. Conway says the changes to the Trump campaign leadership are simply adding strength.
An expansion at an incredibly busy time going into the last 12-week home stretch for the campaign. We look at personnel as more is more.
The U.S. has swept the medals in the 100-meter hurdles at the Olympics. Brianna Robbins won the gold. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Amidst all the talk of a possible rigged election, the Department of Homeland Security is stepping up efforts to prevent cyber attacks.
It's been an ongoing fear ever since the advent of computerized electronic voting machines. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is offering help to states to scan their voting systems for potential vulnerabilities. Johnson's also encouraging states to follow federal cybersecurity guidelines, such as making sure electronic voting machines aren't connected to the Internet during actual voting.
That's correspondent Wally Ines reporting. An international human rights group says thousands of detainees have died in Syrian government detention facilities since the start of the 2011 uprising against President Assad. Amnesty International estimates that more than 17,000 people have died in custody in Syria between March 2011 and the end of 2015. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As supporters of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump argue that the mainstream media has a bias against him, some say the never-Trumpers are sabotaging Republicans as well as the nominee. One of those is Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal.
What makes this different, though, I think, is that it's joined by a lot of people who would otherwise be voting Republican. There's a strong, you know, never-Trump following in both the Republican and conservative circles.
McGurn says not getting on board is an understatement.
Yeah, well, I think it's not only that they're not getting on board, they're trying to sink the ship.
He says the media bias in this election season is unlike anything he's ever seen.
I think about a week ago, the New York Times published a front-page piece in which the author was wondering whether it's time to formally end media objectivity. I mean, I'm an opinion guy, so I write opinions, and it's labeled as such. This article was talking about even news reporters, and you see it all the time.
McGurn spoke to the Salem Radio Network. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Will those emails also be put on your website for the general public in the way that you did with the 55,000 pages?
Yeah, I don't have a definitive answer yet. Brad, we're still assessing how these documents will be produced, and we're also in discussions with the court on this matter. So it's part of what we're looking at, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
We still have no idea what we're going to do here. It's just, you know, because that. We just don't know. I mean, we have no idea. It's crazy how much we don't know. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday I was telling you how they weren't going to do anything until after, what is it, after the election, for sure. They're not going to come out until after, with any further emails until after the election. But they say they're going to release all of them. It's like they came out with that just to say, let's just shut these people up and let's just come out with. This is what we have to, we'll just come out with this. This is 1 in 6 Obamacare customers are going to lose their plans. Third hour of the program, DanaRadio.com, at DLash as well. And, of course, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. And you guys, Snapchat and everything else. I'm all of the places. All of the places. So we've been talking about further failures of Obamacare. And we've been talking about some of the campaign drama as well. And looking at some of the polling, et cetera, et cetera. There's one, a couple of things to touch on here. I have this up at DanaRadio.com because I saw people who really have been spreading this story around. And it's a sad story, for sure. It's horrific. It's this man was shot to death by his neighbor in South Tulsa on Friday. His name's 30. He's 37 years old, Khalid Javara. He was shot in his neighborhood, and he was died after he was taken to the hospital. And the guy who is accused of shooting him is his 61-year-old neighbor, Vernon Majors. And Vernon Majors is apparently like a legit racist bigot who thinks that, you know, I guess people who are also from India, he thinks that they're or Lebanon or everywhere, that if they're dark complexion, I guess they're Muslims, which isn't true. Which is why I get so aggravated when Sikhs are confused with Muslims. Don't do that. Like, you couldn't be further from the truth on that. Like, look up the history between Sikhs and Muslims and then talk. So Khalid Javara was Lebanese, but they were Christians. And Majors sounds also like a nut. He has a lengthy criminal record, a felony record, by the way, in Southern California. So he lives in Oklahoma, but he has a felony criminal record that he started adding to when he was in Southern California. And he actually was out. He had a protective order against him by Jabara's family. And he was out on bond for a felony charge because he had run over Jabara's mother. So he did not like this family, stalked this family, and he was a drunk, and he was just a total bigot. And he ended up, then he shot and killed Khalid Javara. And so all of those anti-gun people are using this story as this whole, they're using it, I've seen it, I saw it all last night, them using it over and over and over and over and over again. And they've been using this as a way to say, oh my gosh, it's look how bad this is because he had a gun, and oh, this is why we can't have guns. This is why we can't have people with guns, because this is what they do with them. Let's look at the facts of this. And I've seen this story all over Facebook and Twitter on this. First off, Majors had a protective order against him. If you have a restraining order against you, you are a prohibited possessor. Period. If you have a felony record like Majors did, you are a prohibited possessor. He's a criminal. That means you cannot legally purchase or carry a firearm at all. Not only that, but he was out on bond for a recent felony charge. And he has a long record in Southern California. His convictions include a 2009 felony case for making threats in L.A. County, where he was also under a restraining order from another man. He was extradited to California in 2013, but he returned to Oklahoma, got married to another man there in 2014. So he is an uneducated bigot. He was a criminal, a prohibited possessor. This is not a law-abiding gun owner. This has nothing to do with law-abiding carrying or possession of firearms. And by the way, studies have shown that law-abiding gun owners, that gun owners, these aren't the people who are committing the crimes. I love it how all of these anti-gun people think, well, you got to stop barring the CDC from doing research on gun violence. Are you people purposefully stupid, or are you pretending to be so for the sake of trying to win an argument that you're going to lose? Barack Obama spent $10 million commissioning a damn CDC study on gun violence. And do you want to know why he pretends that this 2013 $10 million report that he commissioned from the CDC on gun violence doesn't exist? Because the findings of this CDC report that President Barack Obama commissioned for $10 million in 2013 after Sandy Hook showed that carrying a firearm is a good deterrent against crime. That was their conclusion. And because it completely conflicted with his entire narrative on gun violence, they didn't talk about it anymore. And they want to act like there have been no studies done. And so all of the stupid people out there who know as much about firearms as can fit into a thimble but will write reams about gun control, these individuals, they don't think that any CDC studies have been done on gun violence, even though, and I'll say it again, Barack Obama spent $10 million commissioning such a study in 2013 that disproved his narrative on gun control, which is why he and no one else talks about it. I have it cited in my first book, Hands Off My Gun. I have it cited, and I have the PDF of it all over DanaRadio.com. So that isn't true. And this study that was reported over at crimeresearch.org has it linked as well. Concealed carry permit holders across the United States, the most law-abiding demographic of Americans. From 2000, Daily Signal writes, from 2000 and 2015, permits issued by state and local governments increased by 215% to more than 14 million Americans. And it also compared permit holders to police. Here's the thing, in the state of Texas, if you're a concealed carry holder and you commit a crime, your name's made public. And it's listed on a database of concealed carry holders who commit a crime. Did you know that? And it's a fraction, I think it's less than 1.1% of the crimes are committed by law-abiding concealed carry permit holders. It's actually driven, again, by repeat offenders, criminals like Vernon Majors here, who shot this young man because he's a drunk bigot. A gay drunk bigot. Does that make sense? Like, he was a gay bigot. He was gay. He married a man. And he didn't... Is that weird, Producer Kane? Like, I was trying to wrap my mind around that. Yeah, I say, what?
I don't see why...
That doesn't make sense to me.
Either he's just selfish, or, like, I don't understand.
I don't... Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It's
anyway.
Weird.
Yeah. So crazy. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
Hillary Clinton's lead has been expanding in Florida. We talked about the polling yesterday, but now she went from a 4 to a 5-point lead, which has been kind of uncomfortable. One's a new survey from Monmouth. It shows that Florida's kind of going weird, too. It's not just, I don't think, so much as Clinton. 538 also has, they've also reported on this, and they have their own numbers, too. Quinnipiac found, because of the margin of error, it's even, is what Quinnipiac found. But it's really uncomfortably close, no matter which way you look at it. Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, wins Wyoming's Republican primary for U.S. House seat, the seat that the former vice president held for 10 years. Watch Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney at some point is going to be making a run, a big run. There are a lot of people who are saying that she's on track for 2020. I said that a year ago. I said it a year and a half ago, in fact, that she'll be on track and throw her name in contention for 2020. But she won this Republican primary race. She's the nominee for Wyoming's lone seat in the U.S. House. And Republicans have not lost the seat since Cheney won it in the year I was born. Crazy. It's been that long. So this, the second reigning North Korean diplomat, has defected to South Korea. Seoul, a high-ranking North Korean diplomat stationed in Britain, defected to South Korea, Seoul's unification ministry said Wednesday, in the latest in a series of high-profile defections by North Korea's elite. Tae Young-ho, a minister at North's embassy in London, arrived in South Korea with his family, the Ministry of Unification said, without unveiling further details. They are now under the Seoul government's protection. And was previously thought to have sought asylum in a third country. And he is the highest-ranking North Korean diplomat among the who have defected to Seoul. Interesting. Interesting. Short stacks, losing some people down there. Nearly half refugees entering the U.S. this year are Muslim. This, according to Pew Research Center, the U.S. has received almost 30,000 Muslim refugees so far in 2016. Half, 46% of the more than 63,000 refugees who've entered the country since the fiscal year began on October 1st, 2015, according to Pew. That means that already this year, the United States has admitted the highest number of Muslim refugees of any year since 2002. Christians are the second largest group at 27,556. Kind of pretty unbelievable. And the Associated Press is accusing Paul Manafort of channeling millions to lobbyists without disclosure. I don't know if this has to do with anything with the campaign shuffle, but the AP was reporting that Paul Manafort may have violated federal law in channeling cash from foreign sources to U.S. lobbyists. That's how it was described. Even if the alleged transactions didn't violate U.S. law, Ed Morrissey notes that one of them might raise some eyebrows. One of the guys was Rick Gates, who's a top strategist. And they were both working in 2012 on behalf of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych. And that's kind of an interesting story as well, because Yanukovych had there was a pro-Yanukovych nonprofit, and they hired Podesta's lobbying group. as well. That's just an interesting story with that. So I'm not quite sure if that's if that figured into some of the reshuffling or what it did, what that did. But in the meantime, United States Concealed Carry Association, this is a great group. And particularly if you have questions as to what you should know or what you should do after you're forced to use your firearm in self-defense, the USCCA has a guide for you at protectanddefend.com. They're also doing a giveaway where they pick 10 winners, 10 lucky winners, to get $1,500 to purchase any firearm that they want. Doesn't matter if it's a handgun, it doesn't matter if it's a rifle, whatever it is, any caliber, any brand, there are no restrictions. All you have to do is visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And they're drawing 10 winners, so you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun's quick, simple, and free. All you have to do is visit protectanddefend.com today from the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm a member, proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, the USCCA, and they help law-abiding gun owners deal with what happens after they have to use their firearm in self-defense. Protectanddefend.com is the website. Go and enter today.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2 Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
At D Lash on Twitter. And DanaRadio.com. Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. My good, very good friend, Ben Shapiro, is going to be joining me. I look forward to it. I always like talking to Ben because he's a good guy. So he'll be joining us as well. And we have the panel. It'll be good. It'll be good. I had to correct something that Gavin Newsom, who's a big anti-gun guy, that he had said earlier. He was trying to argue. This is another correction, just by the way, where he had said, fact, background checks have blocked 2.5 million felons, domestic abusers, and dangerously mentally ill from acquiring guns. That's completely uneducated, because that number includes erroneous initial denials, which account for 3/4 of that. And you can't have felons don't go through background checks. Felons do not go through background checks. It's pretty insane. But that's another talking point that they have been pushing out there, that they've been trying to promote. It's so idiotic. It is so idiotic. But that's what they're trying. I mean, this fight's going to get even crazier. It's going to get crazier, even considering, Hillary Clinton, all the scandals that Hillary Clinton has on her name. And yet, that's going to be the big, that's her big fight. Just insane. I still don't know what's going on with that Ryan Lochte, story where they're accusing him, Brazilian officials are accusing him of lying about where it concerns his how he was held up at gunpoint and robbed. They're saying, oh well, it didn't really happen, and all of this, and they were going, they issued an order to seize his passport, but he's already back in the United States, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. I'm not quite sure if that's going to be successful, that he'll be able to, that they're going to do that. Of course. Hopefully, I don't see why anybody would lie about that. Why would anybody lie about being robbed at the Olympics? Not quite sure how. Not sure how that's going to work out. The KKK is planning on disrupting. Oh boy. A Black Lives Matter rally in the Hamptons. Producer Kane.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing bad could happen there.
No, I'm sure. Black Lives Matter is sort of a version of it. Yeah, when your movement burns down buildings, and I talked to a reporter yesterday who was accosted and had individuals around him beaten up and targeted because they were white at the rally. Yeah, right. I'm going to compare it.
Both groups like to burn things.
If you spend your time saying that didn't happen as opposed to saying that's horrible and those people should be drummed out of our Black Lives Matter movement, you're part of the problem. So I love these titles. The Exalted Cyclops Chief. Oh, what the hell is with these man? It's like a Harry Potter story. The Ku Klux Klan's going to the Hamptons. They're going to disrupt a Black Lives Matter rally that's scheduled for Sunday at noon on the traffic circle near Village Hall and West Hampton Beach. The Exalted Cyclops Chief Officer of, they have a New York chapter, I didn't even know that, Gary Monker, he said that they are going to be there and they're going to counter-protest. Yeah. Has that ever happened in the Hamptons before?
I don't think so.
What's that like? Here you got the Black Panthers, Black Lives Matter, and the KKK all in the Hamptons.
I want to move out.
By the way, is the president, he's in Martha's Vineyard, right? Not in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Okay, so Martha's Vineyard's not, okay, there's different. There you go. Quick break. Here in a minute, we have more of the show. 844-344-DANA. Stay with us.
Dana Show.
Now, you and I both know that criminals can attack at any moment. I want to share a situation that happened to John, one of my fellow United States Concealed Carry Association members. At 2:30 in the morning, two thugs broke into John's house through a kitchen window. John was woken from a dead sleep to the sound of his 10-year-old daughter's chilling scream. John sprang from bed and grabbed his Springfield XD from a locked bedside safe, prepared to stop any threat to his home and family. Luckily for the thugs, the time it took John to unlock the safe is what saved their lives. But here's my question. Would you know what to do if this happened to you? Here's the good news. The USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that will arm you with 23 life-saving strategies, transforming you into the ultimate protector of your loved ones. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's protectthemtoday.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of.
Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st,
where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Rest, don't you cry no more.
It's happening. Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
Oh, my gosh. Kane and I are rocking out so hard right now. Got a little Kansas. Don't even.
Air drums.
You know what? Are you doing the air drums now? You better. Yeah. I'm just doing the guitar right now. I mean, we could just sit here. I actually kind of would just rather do this than talk about anything else right now. You know what I mean? Because this is a good song. Don't be acting like. I'm going to tell you, one of my uncle's favorite bands is Kansas. Anytime we were at his house and he were grilling, oh, he put some Kansas on. What? Carry on, wayward son. What? You're going to have some peace when you're done. You know what? You lay your weary head down to rest. Wait a minute. Here comes the verse. Are you ready? Right now. Here it is. Boom. And now. Rose above the noise and confusion just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. Oh, my gosh. I could be the hype man, you know, like Flava Flav was. See?
Right.
Too high, right? Through my eyes. Like how he does. Blind man. Like that. Like, I could do that. Oh, he's so good.
You need a big clock on your necklace.
I need a clock and a cowbell. I need some sort of, like, aggression percussion instrument. You know what I mean? To still keep it going during the chorus. Here it goes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, carry on, my wayward son. Because there's going to be peace. There will be. When you're done, right? This is so much better. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more, baby. Oh, I'm telling you what. So my very good friend Larry O'Connor has a fantastic piece over at Hot Air. It says, eyebrows raised as Trump hires Breitbart's Bannon to run presidential campaign. You need to go read it in its entirety. Larry was a coworker of mine because we both worked under Steve Bannon. And he was hired on a year after me. We worked there together. And we both worked under Steve Bannon after our very good friend and mentor passed away. And he writes, I will leave it to others to comment on Bannon's ability to run a national campaign or whether his temperament is suited to his new role. Much has already been said on that subject, and surely much will be said as the day unfolds. He says, I do think the intersection of media and politics is an area in need of exploration. And folks, I've always disliked media bias, just so. But you really need to read Larry's piece with an open mind. Because like I said earlier, I want to win the White House. I don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House. Because I think Bannon's incompetent, and I think that he's ambitious, and he doesn't care about whether he wins or loses. He only cares about Bannon. And I think that his addition to this campaign will jeopardize the campaign and will jeopardize Trump's ability to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. Winning is a virtue. That is my concern. Larry O'Connor writes, here's a passage from Robert Costa's write-up in the Washington Post that caught my eye. He says, Bannon in phone calls and in meetings has been urging Trump for months to not mount a fall campaign that makes Republican officials comfortable. Instead, Bannon has been telling Trump to run more fully as an unabashed nationalist. Trump has listened intently to Bannon and agreed with him, blah, blah, blah. He's quoting Costa. O'Connor continues, quote, I am not interested in debating the value of advice Bannon gave Trump on his campaign strategy. I'm more concerned with the revelation that the man running a conservative news and opinion website has been on the other end of the phone with the presidential candidate, giving him advice and helping to steer his campaign. And did I not just say this? He goes, if we learned that the president of CNN, did I not just say this, is giving regular advice to Hillary Clinton, would we complain? I know Breitbart isn't CNN. He goes, they don't pretend to be unbiased. He goes, the difference is Breitbart tells you they're biased, but you know you would be writing posts and talk radio would be going nuts about the incestuous relationship between CNN and Hillary. He says, he says that we would be talking about this, and in fact, so would Breitbart. Just check my byline from the site. The incestuous merging of media, journalism, and politics was one of the ongoing themes of my work there. Why? Because it was a big part of Andrew Breitbart's work. Read his book. And he says, so it's now revealed that the man who was chosen to run his site has been engaged in the precise entanglement that he hated and worked so hard to expose. Are we not obliged to point this out? I think we are. Larry continues and says, I'm hardly anti-Trump, and this is not about Mr. Trump. I've already publicly said I will vote for him without hesitation. I truly hope the changes made at the campaign will result in an electoral victory on November 8th. But I believe that Mr. Bannon's relationship with the Trump campaign is something that Breitbart News needs to reveal now and thoroughly, and I mean everything. When did the advice from Bannon to Trump begin? Was it during the primaries? If so, how did Bannon's relationship with Trump influence the site's coverage of other Republican candidates? Was Bannon's relationship disclosed to employees? When story assignments were distributed, did the writers at Breitbart know that the executive chairman was working with the Trump campaign? And finally, at the end of this campaign, will Bannon return to his role? If Trump wins, would that be appropriate? And if Hillary wins, same question. He says this is why Andrew Breitbart hated the commingling of D.C. journalists and politicians. This is what he meant by the Democrat media complex. This is why he inspired so many of us to work and fight for him. That is why he was so great, and his legacy and the site that bears his name deserves better. It's perfectly said. Perfectly said. And I think that is something that needs to be considered. You have to be fair when you're talking about, like I said, the uncomfortable association between people who are supposed to cover politicians and people who are politicians. And I think certain individuals, they don't know where that line is. They're really more commentators or activists, but they want you to pretend that they're telling you the truth about the left when instead they're trying to influence you in terms of conservative politics. There's very much a Republican media complex, just as there's a Democrat media complex. And one of my greatest criticisms is that the Republican side wants to pretend that it doesn't exist. BuzzFeed had a piece where they said that some of other Breitbart employees may be moving to the Trump campaign. I know that their editor, Joel Pollack, had tried to get a job while he was writing at Breitbart, tried to get a job at the Trump campaign, and they turned him down. They didn't want him working with him. He lost a campaign in Illinois, and then he ended up moving to California. So I think that that's important to note. So I don't know who else is going. The editor had tried. He wanted a job on the campaign, and he didn't get the job. Pollack did, but everyone's saying that he'll probably be the person that Bannon would bring over to work. I don't know if Peter Schweitzer would. He's got the book Clinton Cash. Bannon was telling everybody that he wrote Trump's speech about Hillary Clinton in June, which I don't necessarily agree with because Bannon can't write well. I know that because I work with him. So I don't know. I don't know. So we'll see. I'm just not, it's just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I just, I want to win the White House. I don't want Hillary Clinton to be president, and I am concerned that his participation in this campaign is going to jeopardize that. In the meantime, Russia is staging troops at the Ukrainian border. Oh, what? Yes, that came from Washington Free Beacon. They've staged apparently tens of thousands of troops and military equipment near the Ukrainian border. The Pentagon has identified 8 staging areas in Russia where large numbers of military forces appear to be preparing for incursions into Ukraine. As many as 40,000 troops, including tanks and armored vehicles and Air Force units, are now arrayed along Ukraine's eastern border with Russia. Additionally, large numbers of Russian military forces will conduct exercises in the coming days that Pentagon officials could say could be used as cover for an attack on Ukraine. Great. That's taking place. Historic flooding in Louisiana is taking place. Historic, and they say it's as bad as Katrina. And if it's as bad as Katrina, or if not worse, then why is that? Then why is that not a front page story? Why is that not a front page story? Why is it not a front page story that you have Aetna, who is reducing its footprint in Obamacare? That's not a top story. I mean, you have to, the media is purposefully, they do not want to focus on any of that stuff, any of that. So it's amazing. It is amazing. So those are the stories that really should be taking top seed right now. In fact, I'm looking at Memorandum, which is cataloging. It's all the campaign stuff, which I do think is important simply because I think it has rocked chances for White House. I do. And that's why I'm concerned. When you know that somebody's incompetent, you want to shout it from the rooftops, right? But I'm looking at it, and this is all of the top stories, and no, it's not any, that is not any of the top stories. That's kind of scary. That's really scary. Oh, did you guys hear about the mother? Remember the mom from the Baltimore riots, the Freddie Gray stuff? Remember the mom whose son was out participating, and she saw him, and she went down there, and she beat his A double snakes right in the street? And she grabbed him and she whooped him. You remember that? On camera. And it went viral. Toya Graham is her name. She became famous during the April 2015 riots after she was whooping her son in the street trying to get him away from trouble. Well, bad news. Her family is now homeless after a fire. The incident occurred on Saturday afternoon at her home. Her son, Michael, was frying chicken tenders when a fire broke out. He says, I stepped away to the bathroom real quick, and when I got back, there was smoke and fire coming from the pan. He was home alone at the time, and he threw water on the grease fire, which made it worse. He called 911. No one was hurt, but unfortunately, they lost everything. Toya said, I'm not blaming Michael, but I'm angry. She had no renter's insurance. She says, I'm tired of the struggle. I feel broken. You try to hold on because you try to do everything. You try to be strong for your children. You try, but this is a lot. Michael says he regrets being unable to stop the fire. He goes, I should have been more careful when I was cooking, he says. So they have set up a GoFundMe page for donations. People have been reaching out for offers of help. They have a 5,000, they had just, I have to say, Satoya Graham, she created a GoFundMe page because she lost everything in her home. You don't know how much she asked for? You know what her goal was? $5,000. That was it. She just wanted $5,000. She was keeping it. She didn't go, but she just put $5,000 goal. You know how much they've raised in one day? $34,157. That's pretty amazing. It's up on GoFundMe. It's the Baltimore Mom House Fire is the title of it. And it just happened Saturday, August 13th, so it just happened, and it destroyed everything. And they have a nice house. I mean, she was working real hard for her family and keeping her son in check. He didn't get in any more trouble after his mom beat him in the street. So if you find their GoFundMe, it has a long list of letters after it. Google Baltimore Mom House Fire and GoFundMe, and it'll come up. And they've raised a lot of money. But I'm looking at the damage to their house because they got some pictures up. And I, bless her heart, I love her. I just don't know. I don't know why she only asked for $5,000, because that's a, and maybe, you know, God bless her. She just, you know, but, that's more than 5,000. I mean, I'm looking at her kitchen. I mean, her cabinets have been ruined. Her appliances have been ruined. She didn't have no renter's insurance. So it just, gets me. It gets me. But people are looking out for her. That's pretty awesome. That's a good story. They're looking out for her. Folks, Casper mattress, I'm going to tell you. Stuff like that, doesn't it make you want to go back to bed? You read bad stories, and you're just like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to start over. I'm going back to bed. Yeah. So I used to have trouble sleeping at night. It takes me a long time to fall asleep anyway to get my brain to stop working. And then I'll get uncomfortable, and it's just an ordeal. I got rid of our heat-trapping mattress because it was kind of also hard to stay cool during the summer, and that's not fun either. We got rid of our heat-trapping mattress, and we upgraded to a Casper a few months ago. And this was invented, by the way, the Casper mattress. They use two high-tech foams, and they're not just any foam. It's actually specially engineered to allow air to circulate, so it keeps you cool and comfortable. And it's super structural. It's not going to mush. It's not going to stay mushed. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of their best inventions of 2015 for a reason, because this mattress is amazing. It is the most comfortable thing ever, and I fall asleep, like, as soon as I lay down because this mattress is so ridiculously comfortable. Here's the thing, too. You get to get a better mattress because Casper cuts out the overhead, so they ship it to you for free in a box that makes it easy for you to get it from your front door to your bedroom, and they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights, no risk. And if you don't love it, they pick it up, and they refund you everything back. So try your Casper mattress in your own home for 100 nights, free shipping and returns, because you're going to love it. Go to Casper.com, use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. It's special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company, whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit, and that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happening, Dana's on it.
It's on.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. Golly, I can't wait for November 9th and just be done with this punami of an election. It's election, the sitcom. I've just never, I hate elections. I like voting, but I hate the election cycle because it's so annoying. And this one, ever more so, it's just so, just even more ridiculous. So, no. We just, no. We have, I'll be talking with Ben Shapiro tonight on the issue of campaign stuff. So, we'll get into all that. We have the panel as well. Producer Kane will be joining the panel.
I will.
You'll be on it. So, make sure you tune in at 5 p.m. Central. And then there's just a lot going on. There's always a lot going on. You know what I mean? Like, always. So, this, Today in Stupidity, I was looking at some of the audio for Today in Stupidity, by the way.
Yeah, I have, one that I landed on, because there's a lot of stupid. I mean, there's so much stupid, it's hard
to
really
choose. But I like the one, now you're picking the de Blasio one,
yeah,
right?
I am, actually.
That's the one it stuck out to you for a certain reason.
Well, obviously Zika. Now, here's the deal. We've heard about the Zika cases in the United States, like in Florida, where there's, like, they're telling us there's a handful only in a square mile, whatever the case may be. De Blasio is talking about 40-something women that were pregnant, were diagnosed, and one baby was actually born with microcephaly in New York City. This is happening. So I looked up DDT, and I looked up DEET.
Yeah.
So DDT is what you would spray in the neighborhood.
Right.
They've banned that in 1972, which effectively killed mosquitoes. Now, DEET is the stuff that you can actually put on the skin and actually as a repellent for insects.
Does it work so well?
Well, it's kind of what off now is. But what it was, or I guess it has DEET in it, but I couldn't get whether or not it was banned or not from the EPA. But all I know is that 1972, we banned DDT, and now we have Zika mosquitoes. But here's de Blasio talking about, and this is, for me, discovering this was pretty amazing.
New York City has tested 3,400 plus pregnant women. 49 of them have tested positive. And very, very sadly, one was born with microcephaly due to Zika, a reminder of just how dangerous this disease can be.
Right. But apparently DDT was more dangerous, I guess? Or?
Yeah, what's worse, the effects of Zika or the DDT? Like, what is more
Yeah.
I don't.
And Marty put in Slack because I saw this link.
Wait,
too.
What?
Yes. No, I'm
what?
Not kidding.
No. Marty just shared with us this story.
It's true.
It's a festival where you get bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
What?
And then they count the bites. Don't they count the bites? And then whoever has the most bites wins.
Yep. 9-year-old girl.
Tastiest
had 43
girl.
43 bites.
Yeah.
What is the point of this? Wait, Marty, you're Russian. What the hell?
I can't even explain this.
What's wrong with you people?
Is it to build up immunity to other mosquitoes?
What is wrong with you people, Marty?
It's a training
my gosh.
Tactic.
What? They're getting ready to come over here.
Russia, mosquitoes don't give us Zika. We give mosquitoes Zika.
Oh, my gosh. 9-year-old girl won the tastiest girl competition.
Mm.
Oh, it's legit called the Russian Mosquito Festival.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if they're going to be curbing that now that Zika's a big deal.
What? This is so insane. In 2013, the winner collected more than 100 mosquito bites.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. Can't they get, like, not just malaria. What else do they get? They can get all kinds of stuff
gosh.
There, right?
Forget
oh, my
it.
Gosh. Folks, Dana on the Blaze tonight, 5 p.m. Central. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 AM.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Firefighters are making some gains at surrounding a massive wildfire that has burned homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate the mountains and deserts east of Los Angeles. A U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman says the blaze that began in the Cajon Pass is 4% contained. A man accused of starting the fire faces 14 counts of arson for fires over the past year. CAL FIRE spokesman Scott McClain says investigators are confident in the arrest of arson suspect Damon Pashelk.
We are very confident that this is our guy, a serial arsonist alleged, and the year-long investigation will prove that.
McClain confirms that Pashelk was in an inmate firefighting program.
In 2007, he was in the inmate program. He was there for 2 months. He might have been trained for the first month, but he never went out on the line, nor did he participate in any functions of that.
Donald Trump has made his second staff shakeup in the past 2 months. The Republican nominee tapped Stephen Bannon, a combative conservative media executive, to serve as CEO of the White House bid. Pollster Kellyanne Conway will also now serve as campaign manager. Conway says, don't underestimate Trump's chances.
He overperformed many of his polling averages in the primaries and the caucuses. And now we see a number of voters who aren't coming clean about their support for Donald Trump. I can't find a single hidden Hillary voter in the entire country. I've been looking for him or her.
At a rally in Cleveland, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says changing his campaign staff won't change Donald Trump.
He is still the same man who insults Gold Star families, demeans women, mocks people with disabilities, and thinks he knows more about ISIS than our generals.
Prominent Trump supporter Rudy Giuliani says the latest Trump campaign staff shakeup is about ensuring good management for a campaign that is getting bigger and bigger. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
A top North Korean diplomat who disappeared from the country's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. Officials in Seoul have confirmed.
Tae Yong-ho was the second in charge of the North Korean embassy in London until his stint ended this summer. He and his family were due to return to Pyongyang, but instead they disappeared to resurface now in South Korea. What the defector brings is a public snub to the government in Pyongyang, plus real knowledge of its ways. He may well know how North Korean politics is shifting, if indeed it is.
That's the BBC's Steve Evans. Greece's Coast Guard rescued 59 migrants from an inflatable dinghy off the island of Kos Wednesday, while a second vessel reported in trouble was picked up by Turkish authorities. A total of 147 people arrived on the Greek islands in the 24 hours. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Obama administration announces a plan to spend $17 million to help law enforcement agencies deal with heroin and opioid abuse.
The Obama administration says the spending will support programs to disrupt drug trafficking, increase the use of the drug naloxone to reverse overdoses, and train medical providers on safe prescribing practices. Congress earlier approved legislation aimed at curbing heroin and opioid drug abuse, and the president signed that bill into law. But he also said at the time that he was deeply disappointed in the funding levels. The bill authorized $181 million in new spending. President Obama is now urging Congress to approve an additional $1.1 billion in funding. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
For tourists and residents in Hawaii's Big Island, it's a sight to view, hear, and smell. Lava from the Kilauea volcano creeping down the mountainside is dripping into the Pacific Ocean. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
David Wiley of Clarksville, Tennessee, was urinating on a sales floor at a Walmart. He was trying to put a package of trout in his pants. The officer wrote that Wiley was not concerned because he told the cop it was a misdemeanor. Don't worry about it. Well, okay. Everything happens at Walmart. If you can urinate on the floor of a Walmart and you can put a trout in your pants and know that it's a misdemeanor, you might be a redneck.
Talk unhinged.
That's like a mantra. Hey, Buzz, do you meditate?
Sort of.
Like you, like that kind of meditation?
I don't make noise when I do it.
You're supposed to make. Aren't you supposed to do some humming when you
well,
meditate?
Well, there's om.
I don't
quite get there.
Everybody tells me you gotta meditate.
I go, really?
Okay. I'm gonna do it right now. Then I'll do it on the air.
I'm going to say that that's probably not a good idea.
I couldn't even keep my head
I don't think I could keep focused to meditate for more than 10 seconds. Let me just try. Nope. All right. Everything happens at Walmart. That is a fact. Everything that can happen at Walmart happens at Walmart. Okay. So, for example, the other day, some dogs were driving a car. They crashed into a Walmart. Okay? Dogs are driving a car. They crash into a Walmart.
I didn't know dogs could drive. Dogs can be your best friends. And they, in this situation, they can be your enemy, too. Not something you hear every day. But I guess, I mean, it is Wayne County. The next thing you want to see them shopping or something?
That's right. Dogs in Wayne County, Indiana were driving a car. They drove right through a window at Walmart. Then bees were in the parking lot. Bees attacked people in the parking lot at, once again, Walmart, where everything happens at Walmart. Bees, huge swarm of bees, Oklahoma City, a bunch of people got stung. Two beekeepers were doing a deal in the parking lot. And the bees got out of their hives. Two beekeepers. Now, what do you got there? I got a couple of queens, got a kinger, and I got 2,000 just regular bees. Okay, let me see what you got. Okay. And the bees get out. The ambulance guy comes and gets them. Here's what he said.
What we think we understand was there was a transaction occurring between two individual beekeepers. In that transaction, in the movement of the bees.
Anyone ever hear a transaction by a beekeeper?
Which apparently was very secretive.
Right. Who's our bee lady? Let's find the bee lady and see if she's ever done a transaction with bees. What? Okay. So this is in Oklahoma City. Once again, everything happens at a Walmart. Now, remember, keeping track of what we're doing here. One, there were dogs driving a car. Two, at Walmart, there are bees. There's a transaction going on, and bees are stinging customers. Here's the ambulance driver.
What we think we understand was there was a transaction occurring between two individual beekeepers. In that transaction, in the movement of the bees from one vehicle to another, they were disturbed, and that's what caused the bees to escape. The beekeepers that we spoke to on the scene said that each hive can have up to 22,000 bees, and at the time there were three hives, she counted. And she said that they were about half full at that time, so anywhere from 30,000 plus bees. And at one time, me and several of the firefighters were batting down bees as we were moving about. A swarm attack like this, where there are multiple stings to a single patient, those are a little more concerning because then the swelling can actually start to affect your eyesight, your throat, your breathing.
I can't get over the bee exchange going on in a Walmart parking lot with two bee dudes. They screw up the deal and bees escape.
What is the deal, though?
That's what I'm. That's where I'm fixated. Yesterday, you're fixated on Elvis's shag carpeting in his toilet. Today, I'm fixated on, wait a minute, what's the deal? What do you got for me? I got this for you. You're going to like this. Okay, open them up. 23,000 bees, or whatever the guy said, escape into the Walmart parking lot. Everything happens at Walmart. And now, you've got a monkey wearing a diaper, and the monkey... What? Diaper-wearing monkey attacks a Walmart employee in a parking lot. I like the headline here. Never underestimate the power of a monkey in a disposable baby diaper.
Sorry.
In a Walmart parking lot in Lancaster, Ohio, a pet monkey wearing a diaper escaped from a parked recreational vehicle. And the Walmart employee proceeded to try and corral the monkey near the carts, only to be attacked. Can I see that video? See that video? Let me see that. Hold on a sec. Can I hear it? Is there anything out there?
Save me.
No, you can't. Whoa, I can't hear it. Let me see it. Buzz, can you see this monkey?
No.
There's a bed. Let me hear the monkey.
Get this
stuff ready, man. Let's go to work. Monkey gets loose.
I have seen monkeys in diapers before. It's not an uncommon sight.
Well, yeah, but it's in the... Once again, it's in the...
Look at it. Oh, I got it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So the Walmart employee is trying to get the monkey to do. Look at her walking with her monkey in a diaper.
Right. Holding hands.
Holding hands.
They are.
Yeah, it's cute. And the Walmart employee just puts. What's she saying there?
Whose monkey is that?
Watching the video now.
My Nicola got hurt. You could have got hurt and, you know, like, could have got sick with that.
That's right. Yes, Indian man is trying to save that Walmart employee from getting some disease by a monkey. See that? Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh! That's great. So the monkey just jumps on the Walmart employee out of the car, and the lady, the owner of the monkey, she goes, well, hey, leave it alone, and then she walks hand in hand with her monkey back into shop at Walmart. That's the weirdest thing. And then that guy comes up to him, and he goes, you could have got hurt. If he bites you, they would pull him. They would put him down. If that monkey bites somebody, they have to kill him. I think that's it. What happened there, Rochelle Stewart, customer at Walmart? What happened?
Is that a monkey? I saw the monkey, and he was just, like, standing on the carts, and this lady was trying to come over and to try to get him, and then we saw the cart guy from Walmart kind of coming over to help her. All of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him, and then she runs over and pushes the guy away. When we posted it on Facebook, we just did it for fun. Like, we go to Walmart, we just move to Lancaster, and there's a monkey.
You're delightful. That's crazy. That is just crazy. Monkeys are... Is that a monkey?
Is that a monkey?
Yeah. Is that a monkey? Yeah, it is a monkey in a Walmart parking lot. She saw him. The monkey attacked, as she called him, the cart guy at Walmart. Minding his own business. All he has to do, sometimes I'd love a job like that. All I got to do is go to Walmart, take carts where people leave them. You know, rude people. I always return my cart, wherever it is. Whatever store has
really?
It. Always, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if it's really, really like raining or freezing cold, I'll just leave it. But most of the time, I run it back. It's nothing but exercise.
Have you ever been a bag boy?
No, of course not.
I was.
No chance. Have you ever been attacked by a monkey in a diaper?
I've had things thrown at me by a monkey in a diaper.
Is this in a
no, this
brothel?
Is somebody's backyard.
Okay.
Somebody's backyard.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Whose monkey is that? Man, you could have got hurt. You could have got hurt and then, like, could have got sick with that.
He could have got sick. I love that nice Indian man. He rolls up in his car and tells that boy, first he says, whose monkey is that?
Is that a monkey?
Whose monkey is that? Is that anyone's monkey? Because if it's not, I'm going to take it. A monkey in a diaper? I'll take it. So that happened at Walmart. You got a dog driving a car. You got bees attacking people. And now you got a monkey in a diaper attacking a lady. Is there anything good there?
And the monkey's lucky some customer didn't shoot him.
All right.
That happens at Walmart, too.
Right. Especially... Walmart's with a meth lab. They found a meth lab at a Walmart. Police in New York discovered a meth lab underneath a Walmart parking lot. Oh, I guess Walmart? What?
Routine patrol. That's what we do every day. Checking various areas that people that might be up to no good might be using for no good. Spray paint cans and various chemicals. A liquid that we believe is methamphetamine.
It is concerning. I mean, it's unbelievable in this area, too. I'm saying a bad area. And this ain't the kind of thing that you expect in a place like this.
No, you wouldn't.
That's the bottom line.
You wouldn't expect to find a meth lab under a Walmart. You wouldn't expect to find a monkey driving wearing a diaper and a dog driving a car at a Walmart or bee keepers making transactions in the parking lot at a Walmart. But there it is. It's all real. You just heard it. Is there any good news coming out of Walmart? Oh, of course! Walmart is now selling deep-fried Twinkies. There you go. How about that? They rolled out yesterday. Nationwide, deep-fried Twinkies. Two flavors, golden and chocolate. 7 deep-fried Twinkies in a box, deep-fried. Twinkies with Hostess. They're so good. Here's the line. They're so good, it's worth the calories.
Uh-huh.
Twinkies are... the best known product from Hostess. They also have zingers and cupcakes. Take a look. They're right there. Do you ever have a deep fried?
No.
Deep fried Twinkies, prepackaged, frozen versions of the State Fair classic. Hostess was founded in 1919, started making Twinkies in 1930. Then they stopped making Twinkies and everybody went crazy. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Right, like 2012. Everybody said, "Oh my God, who went crazy because there were no Twinkies?"
Well, you know, all of a sudden, but we're hearing now, you know, let's make America great again. Bring back the Twinkies.
Bring back the Twinkies when we were just, what? When we were high on sugar. Twinkies were back on the shelves a year later after Hostess was bought for $410 million by another group, private equity group. So somebody out there likes Twinkies. 844-4JB-SHOW. That's what happened at Walmart in the past week. Dog driving a car, he's attacking people, monkey wearing a diaper, a meth lab under a Walmart.
Start going there.
Deep fried Twinkies are available everywhere.
Look where you're missing.
Yeah, look, I've got to start going. Why the Walmart? I do not know. Larry, go ahead, please. You've dialed 844, the number 4, JB Show. Go.
You know, she hit that guy. I would have smacked her in the face, and I had taken that monkey by the tail and just wrapped it around that cart holder. You know, if you look at the end of the video, I think she's a carny worker because that van she's driving looks like a carnival worker's van.
So you're saying the lady who brought the diapered monkey into a Walmart
that
attacked the gatekeeper.
She punched the guy in the arm.
Right. She punches him, said, leave him alone.
I would have punched her right in the face, and I had to kill that monkey in the parking lot.
All right. Why?
There's Larry. I want to hang with that guy.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, no. Those monkeys are. Man, you could have got hurt. You could have got hurt and, you know, like, could have got sick with that.
Yeah, see, the Indian guy is like, hey, don't. You would have got hurt. You would get sick with that. Larry said, I would have taken it, killed the lady and the monkey. All right. There's a difference in Americans. That's what we're headed for. Some people want to be evil, and some people want to help diapered monkeys in trouble.
What? Is that a monkey?
Fancy clothes that fit too tight, pajamas with cowboy boots, big bellies from behind, showing their tattoos. Some make friends while waiting, some get in a fight. It's always time for drama in Walmart checkout line.
Is that a monkey?
It's Johnny B.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up, have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-915-1169. 800-915-1169.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Call Brandmeier, 844-4JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4JB-SHOW.
What kind of a show is this?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yeah, yep. 844-4JB-SHOW. There's Mike on the line. Mike.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
No, I'm not doing too bad. Hey, when I got out of the service in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I moved to Knoxville, Tennessee to go to school. And I lived one block away from the Knoxville County Zoo. Well, I got a pass to go in there. And I could go in there whenever I want. So, and I'd go in there and study, and I could watch the animals and watch the people. Well, they had these things that were called white-handed gibbons, and they make this big whooping noise. You know, it's like whoop, 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 whoop. And this
once again,
that's a perfect gibbon.
Once again, Mike, Buzz perked up when he heard that. Once again, let me hear your gibbon.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Very good. Shut your eyes and pretend you're in the jungle, because to me, I felt like I was there. Wow.
There you go.
It's amazing.
So anyway, what this gibbon would do is in his cage, he had this rope that he could swing from the back end of the cage to the front end of the cage and grab the railing. Now, the edge of the cage was like 3 feet away from where all the kids could stand. So
does this have an ending, this story? Is this going somewhere,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, yeah,
there's a
yeah,
gibbon
okay,
sound. You should have ended on the gibbon sound, but keep going.
Okay, so this gibbon would swing, he'd get all these people standing in front of him, and he'd swing out and he'd urinate on everybody once they got to the front of the stage.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did that constantly.
That's what a gibbon does.
That's what a gibbon does.
Exactly what he was doing.
Right on.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I love the fact that people know about monkeys, gibbons, but you got to tell you, that Walmart monkey, very dangerous. A monkey like that will grab you and take your nuts off.
He's missing an eye. His face was literally ripped off. One of his feet, I don't know which one, was chewed off at the ankle. And then I also just learned that his testicles were found at a different location. I mean, he was just mauled.
That's the sentence I never want to hear.
Different location.
My testicles have been found at a different location. I'm sorry, doctor. Could you just give that to me again? Yes, Mr. Brandmeier, you were attacked by a monkey. and the monkey did some severe damage to you. No. Go back to the part about my testicles being found in a different location. I was watching the news. I heard a sheriff say something like that about the attack on that. What is it?
He's missing an eye.
Yes.
His face was literally ripped off. Mm-hmm. One of his feet, I don't know which one, was chewed off at the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also just learned that his testicles were found at a different location.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that part. Would you know where they are? Is there any way you could tell me where they are, doctor? Hello, Bill 8444, JB Show. Go.
Yeah, Johnny, this should bring some happy news after a testicle story. Isn't there laws against spanking your own monkey in the Walmart parking lot?
You know, it would have been great if Bill had called. Bill, if you had called, maybe you, that caller, Mike, had got together. When you said that, then he would have done the sound of the gibbon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as a gibbon expert, I don't think his rendition was really, you know, perfect. But
what does yours? Let me hear yours then, Bill. All right, I believe that was Dino from the Flintstones. All right, 844-4JB-SHOW, the podcast in your hand on demand at brandmeiershow@gmail.com, brandmeiershow.com for all things uninterrupted, in your hand every day.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Mike, thank you very much.
Tell me if this is true or false, Mike. You had about $600 million just go away in your career.
Well, it could be right, yeah.
Okay, but then Hallville, I see, where he had about the same amount of money, and that also disappeared along with his ears.
I got a better end of the deal. At least I still got my ears.
Well, that's a great way to look at it.
This is Johnny B.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Do you think this is a sexist? Let's go to Rio Olympics. Do you think this is a racist photo? I'm going to show it to you, Buzz. Because you run around the hallways here like a wild chicken, moping. What are you moping about today?
I am not moping.
Yeah, you are. You're moping.
I am not moping.
You're moping because you forgot something or whatever it is. These guys have equipment.
Oh, yes, I did. Right.
Equipment is breaking down all over the place here every minute of the day.
I wasn't moping. I was in a dither.
A dither?
Yes.
Buzz was in a dither. Okay, now look at this and see. Tell me, do you think that is racist? Without any explanation of the story or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Would you describe the picture to the audience,
well, it
please?
It seems like it, I can't. Let me see it. Let me see it.
There it is again. Okay, look.
There it is. Don't read anything.
I'm not going to read it.
Don't read it because I want to know if you think it's racist. I want to know what you think. It's a picture of Ellen DeGeneres.
It is Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, it is Ellen DeGeneres. Right?
Right? It's like everybody's very excited. I mean, it looks like something done in the moment.
Yeah.
And somebody, it looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Can I have that back?
It looks like Ellen DeGeneres decided to just jump on, is that Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt. Ellen DeGeneres called the racist over tweet about Usain Bolt. And ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't see it, there's a picture of Ellen DeGeneres. And she's riding on the back of...
She jumped on him.
It's photoshopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course, yes. Because he's running in the Olympics, he photoshopped it. And then she tweeted it out, and she said, Ellen DeGeneres said, there she is on the back. So Buzz thought she really jumped on her.
I thought maybe.
Right, no.
Ellen DeGeneres, I expect good things from her.
Yeah, of course, a sweetheart. Hector, did you see this picture?
I did.
You did not see the picture?
No, I did.
Oh, you did. Do you believe it is racist?
How could it be racist? I mean, what's racist about?
I don't know. They skipped us the line.
What is
the, okay, well, let's find out.
What's the racist part?
As we go to our real coverage. This is how I'm running, she wrote, she tweeted it out, this is how I'm running my errands from now on.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Okay. Hold on a minute. So you see what I'm saying? So you do, you look at it, now, but see, to me, it's still innocent.
Yes, you're right.
Right?
Well, when you look at the picture, it is innocent, but when you read the caption, it's not so innocent.
Well,
no, I don't know about that. It's still...
Would it be as funny and as interesting if it were a white guy?
Okay, so there's a black guy... A black, let's say it's Vanessa, whatever that lady is that does that, Wendy Williams does that show. That black talk show host. And she's on the back of, she's on top of Michael Phelps as he's swimming. And she says, this is how I'm doing my errands from now on. Now, nobody would bat an eye.
No.
So,
because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. How many errands are done on the water in a pool? Not many.
But, you know, a white woman riding a black guy doing errands.
Okay, let's see.
That's not a picture you really want to promote.
Live from Rio, I'm John Francis Brandmeier. So Ellen tweets out, she's there, she is on the back of Usain Bolt, and she tweets out, this is how I'm running errands from now on. And here are some of the responses. Seriously? WTF? What? The Ellen. Ellen, so riding on his back like a mule, as a horse, as some form of property, is funny to you? Come on, people. Lighten up. Usain Bolt, if I ignored U.S. history and current climate of police lynching us, this joke would be very funny. You see what I mean? Maybe it's about the timing of the photo. Your opinion has nothing to do with the other black people. You don't represent the entire group. Well, this is someone responding to the guy who said, if I ignored U.S. history and current climate of cops lynching us, the joke would be hilarious. A few things to consider. Usain Bolt himself retweeted the photo. So he, Usain Bolt, thought it was funny.
Well, he's probably a big Ellen DeGeneres fan.
That is correct. They did a video together. He's on the show.
Right.
Ellen DeGeneres writes, I am highly aware of the racism that exists in our country. It is the furthest thing from who I am. End of story. Back to Rio coverage of something fun. The Irish, to me, are really the most appealing people to me in the Olympics now. But what happened last night was unbelievable. There's an Irish boxer, and he is blaming the Russians for his defeat at the Olympic Games. Michael Conlon. Now, remember the Irish guys we met yesterday? Those two, the Donovan brothers, whatever the name is.
Yeah, sure.
Those guys, with the rowers. The rowers.
Right.
Okay, so Michael Conlon, here's the backstory, lost his bantamweight fight by unanimous decision. The Irishman was judged to have been soundly beaten by Vladimir Nitikin, a Russian, of course. Conlon dominated the fight. He was furious at the result. He raised his middle fingers at the judges at the end of the contest, and then he began swearing on live television.
He's Irish.
He was swearing it. He's Irish. I'm proud. I'm proud. And he began, here's a little bit of Michael Conlon after he was... robbed, he says. And he tweeted out to Vladimir Putin, how much did they pay you for this? 24-year-old begins calling the governing body effing cheats, cheating bees, during a live TV interview.
Michael, you've a lot to get off your chest after that. Yeah, you were a cheat. Is someone that's me. I'm never a boxer. Ava again. They're cheating bastards. They're paying everybody. And no, I don't give a curse on TV. And retaining this here. I see it when I'm big old. My dreams been shattered now. But you know what? I have a big career ahead of me. And Nathan's been known for being cheats. And I'll always be cheats. Amateur boxing stinks from the core right to the top. And, you know, we're just being a bit... It's a shambles, to be honest. I don't even care what I'm saying now. Look, probably just blabbering on. But I'm gutted from the bottom of my heart. I want to go back with a gold medal to Ireland. Now if I didn't go back like a loser, you know... I'm not a loser, I'm a winner.
I can't catch a word of it.
I couldn't, it was nuts.
It's unfortunate because, you know, if the Irish talked a foreign language, we could learn it and understand what they were saying.
Right.
But they don't.
I don't, yeah.
They talk our language.
That's the weirdest thing.
But they say it like you can't understand.
Right, right. How do you learn that?
You don't.
I mean, I had the Irish dialect tapes. I tried to learn it. I tried to, hey, faith, let me go. I tried to learn it. But those other two Irish guys were great. Anyway, this dude is saying, Michael Conlon said, hey, listen.
Did anybody see the fight?
No, I did not. Look at the guy. Can you see the guy on your screen? Look at him. I mean, look at that dude.
Yeah.
Conlon was the number one seed. He was judged by the loser by 2-1 in all three cards. My dreams are shattered. I will never box again. He said that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Put yourself together.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Losing himself. How do you do it? Wait a minute. Let me try that Irish dialect.
I would suggest a high-pitched accent at first in order to get into character, such as the voice I have been using. Tis a fine time to be going there.
Tis a fine time to be going there. Tis a fine time. Buzz, you try it.
No. I don't do I don't do
Hector? Tis a fine time to be going there.
No.
All right. All right. So Michael Conlon, Olympic boxing is dead, he said. It's about whoever pays the most money, whoever has the most influence. The Russian didn't believe he won. I didn't believe he won himself. He knew he didn't win. This is Michael Conlon's words. The referee didn't believe he won. The Russian didn't believe he won, and I knew he didn't win. I came here for the gold, but now I'll never box in the Olympics again. His father shouted, shame on them, shame on them.
Well, you see it happening. I mean, when you know that some injustice has been perpetrated on TV for the world to see, I mean, it does drive you insane. And what can you do? Nothing. There's nothing to be done.
Well, here are some tweets, people's opinion about it. Conlon did tweet a note out to Vladimir Putin. How much did they charge you, bro? How does he get? Well, I see. He just tweeted to him. Okay, the three judges, a Brazilian, a Sri Lankan, and a Pole, walk into a bar. Hey, bud, you ever hear that one about the Brazilian, the Sri Lankan, and the Pole?
Yeah, they were all blind.
They were all blind, that's right. They were among five kept in a closed room without their mobile phones, selected by a computer 10 minutes before the fight. To fix a tournament would be impossible. It would require a fortune to bribe so many officials at one time. That's what the experts are saying. The tweets are saying differently. How would we know he got cheated? NBC was busy showing us the upteens recorded women's volleyball matches.
I could take a lot of heat about that.
The Olympics are nothing more than a political spectacle. Events that are judged. See if you agree with this. Events that are judged and scored should be eliminated from the Olympics altogether. There's no clear, defined winner, such as swimming or wrestling. There's too much to assume these judges are honest and not paid off, just like all American politicians. Oh, that came from Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. If you're going to cancel the Olympics because of that, then you have to cancel the election.
I think, there you go. Now we're talking. And I think we're getting close to that. We're getting close to canceling the elections themselves. I see that is going to be the next thing. You know, we decided there's too much controversy. We got Hillary over here. We got Trump over here. This one's a liar. This one, I don't know what it is. They're all. So let's just cancel it and let's start again.
And Barack can go on vacation. Joe Biden can be.
Yeah, let Joe Biden do it. He should have administered an actual beating to the judges. Everyone knows that Real's full of crooks and cheats. Now we know officials are crooks and cheats, too. What's the news? The VIX was on. Like Hillary, all cheating will be swept under a rug. Yep, boxing has been rigged by dishonest judges. Wow, what a poor sport. How embarrassing for someone who's supposed to be representing his country. He must really be embarrassed. I don't think he was. I don't think that's what he was saying here.
Michael, you've a lot to get off your chest after that. Yeah, Ava cheats. Someone's at that's me. I never boxed for Ava again. They're cheating bastards. They're paying everybody. And no, I don't give a curse on TV.
I don't give a F if I'm on national TV. I like that. Boy, okay.
Shame.
Shame on you. Shame on all of you.
Shame.
Don't worry, this tweet says, just have
shame.
More vodka.
Right shame.
On. That is shame. 844-4JB-SHOW. Michael Conlon launches scathing rant after defeat by the Russians at the Olympic Boxing Games. He's out. Amateur boxing stinks from the core to the top, he said. Max is on the line. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing? Mad Mac here.
Your name is Mad Mac, or is it Mad Max?
Mad Mac. M-A-C.
Oh. Okay,
Put me from the public schools in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the deal.
I speak Gaelic. Here's what the guy said.
Go ahead.
He said, I was on a 3-day bender. I couldn't even see the ring. I'm lucky I didn't get killed. I got it.
There you go.
Okay, now, here's the thing with Ellen. Here's why it's funny.
Wait. The Ellen, hold on a minute. The Ellen with Hussein, she's on the back of Hussein Bolt in a, you know.
Yeah, it's hysterical because he's a runner. It wouldn't be funny if she was on Michael Phelps. It
right.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, I agree with
you. She's a runner. She's running errands. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I said Phelps thing didn't make any sense. Of course it didn't. It was stupid to say it. I should have never.
Shut up! I should have never said it!
No idea why I said it. And the O'Donohue brothers, Paul and Gary O'Donovan, those guys had the good rap going too.
Guys, good afternoon. Congratulations. You did us proud today. How are you feeling?
Hi, lads. How are things?
What's the crack?
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
It is, yeah.
Certainly.
That's all there.
Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shooken up now, to be honest, since the racing. I'm a bit tired now and the legs are like jelly. But, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants as well, so that was quite nice. And saw the mother and the father and a few other people and took a few pictures and that. And then I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to take a pee then into a cup for them. So
I tried to take a pee into a cup, and there's Conlon. And he gave the judges the middle finger, by the way. Yeah. I mean, he gave the judges the middle finger.
I would suggest a high-pitched accent at first in order to get into character, such as the voice I have been using.
Tis a fine time to be going there.
Tis a fine time to be going there.
It's a noble deed, darling. You would change that to tis a noble deed,
tis
darling.
A noble deed, darling.
Every time you see an it's, change it to a tis, because that's just the way they do it. Tis a noble deed, and darling. Tis a noble deed, darling.
Noble deed, darling.
They like to say the D's, and the darling
they do.
Becomes I-N instead of I-N-G.
Sure.
Tis a noble deed, and the O is hit very hard. Noble.
Noble deed.
Tis a noble deed, indeed, darling.
Noble deed, indeed, darling.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, so the United States of America, as we're live back in Rio, United States are at the lead in the medal standings. Number one, the United States of America.
It was very weird that they had 28 gold, 28 silver, 28 bronze.
This even up. Boom, boom, boom.
Weird.
Look at that. Total number 84. Great Britain, number two. China, number three. The cheaters, Russia, number four. Germany, my home state. Brunt Maya! Number five, Italy, six. Netherlands, seven. France, eight. Australia, nine. And Japan, number 10. Noteworthy, Jamaica, 19. And what do you think, if you had a guess, what country is in last place in the Olympics?
Bahamas.
No. Wait a minute.
Wasn't
there a story about the Bahamas yesterday?
I thought the Bahamas won a medal, and that was the first and only medal they've ever had.
Right, I never even heard of a Bahama medal. The last place team with zero medals.
Oh, zero.
Tonga. Where's Tonga?
I don't know. It sounds like a talentless island.
Yeah. Tonga is a talentless island. Wow, there's a lot of countries with... Okay, these are countries with no medals. Oh, my Lord. No medals. Barbados, Belize, Bermuda, Bolivia, no medals. No medals. Bulgaria, no medals. Cambodia, no medals. Congo, no medals. Costa Rica, no medals. They come home with no medals?
Just this Olympic.
I mean, what do you think I'm talking about?
Well, forever. I mean,
no, right
like
now.
The Netherlands had never won a medal ever, ever. And,
well,
and they got their first one this...
No, I'm giving you the standings of this Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Luxembourg, no medals. Mexico, I act like your people, you should be ashamed of yourself. No medals.
Even the soccer team went down heavy.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Rwanda, no medals. Saudi Arabia, no medals. Somalia, no medals.
It's not over yet.
Right. So now you can make a comeback.
Yeah, we were making fun of Tonga or Tonga, whatever it was. But guess what? A lot of people don't have any medals. The good news is the Olympics end this weekend. I believe the end this weekend.
Grandma's Olympic sidebar moment. Dum, 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 dum.
It's J.
Johnny B.
Going back to the MyVeg and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466, 800-755-0466.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
For the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on demand, go to BrandmeierShow.com and just press play. You can stream the live show, download podcasts, and catch up with celebrity and newsmaker interviews. Plus, subscribe to the email list and you'll get the show delivered to you daily in your inbox for free.
It's Johnny B on demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
All right. Yes, Ted, you dialed 844-4JB-SHOW. Go. Teddy boy.
Hey, Jeff, I was wondering if you don't score any medals, do you still get to share in those 400,000 prophylactics that they supplied?
No, if a country, that is a fact, if a country does not get, I might be wrong, Buzz, if a country does not get any medals at all, they cannot use their condoms. John, go ahead, please, 844-4JB-SHOW.
You know why Mexico didn't score any medals?
Oh, wait a minute, is it going to be a joke? Why did Mexico not score any medals?
Because anybody that can run, jump, or swim over there is in America.
Wow. There it is. Audience is on fire today. 844-4JB-SHOW. Mexico did. Too bad Hector didn't hear that show. Mexico did not win any medals. That was a good joke because anyone who could run, jump, or swim is already here in America. Well, that's why. Okay. Priscilla Presley, I forgot about her coming. And the podcast, as you heard the man say, BrandmeierShow.com. Voicemail 866-JB-FEMALE.
And in the bungalow, a monkey
it's the. If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson will visit Louisiana Thursday to review the federal government's response to the widespread flooding that has taken 13 lives. Doris Mathern in Sorrento says floodwaters have damaged the home where she's lived most of her life.
We've been here 56, 57 years. So it's, but there's so many people that are so much worse off that I can't complain about anything.
Progress is being made against one big California wildfire while another burns out of control. More evacuations are being lifted as firefighters gain ground on a wildfire that decimated a town north of San Francisco. The man accused of starting the fire faces 14 counts of arson. David Delgado says at first it looked like the crews had the wildfire under control, then the flames started moving quickly.
Went up a mountain, leaped over the highway, and then leaped over the railroads to over our house to the next ravine.
The second fire about 60 miles east of